High school football is on the air. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the color, the pageantry, and the excitement of high school football on KGYM, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Now let's head to the stadium and join our KGYM football crew. Todd Warner with sideline reports, Gary Fickle with the expert analysis, and with a play-by-play, here's Alex Kuhn.
It's a comfortable 72 degrees inside the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Welcome into high school football in the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, and the North Gym, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids. One of two state championship games we're going to have on our airwaves here today on State Championship Friday here in Cedar Falls. Alex Kuhn alongside Gary Fickle and Todd Warner, this Class 1A state championship between the Iowa City Regina Regals, who are looking for their seventh state title in the last 8 years, and the Van Meter Bulldogs, who are coming in as the number two team in Class 1A with a 12-0 record after knocking off West Lyon, who was ranked number one last week in the semifinals. Gentlemen, it has been an interesting season for Iowa City Regina, but guess what? They're back here in the state championship. And they are going to have their work cut out for them this morning and this afternoon. But you never count this team out when they get to this part of the season on this football field.
They're accustomed to playing in the state championship game. This is their eighth consecutive title game. They had a tremendous ball game last week against Pella Christian. Another thriller, two-point victory, 37-35, that catapulted him into the finals here. They've got a tough opponent in Van Meter. This is going to be a great football game, guys.
And this is their eighth year in a row being in the finals. Regina knows how to win here. They know how to succeed here. You know, they've been challenged throughout the playoffs. They've had two tight ball games. And if they're in another tight ball game today, it's just the way it is. And we win titles. That's what we do at Regina.
And Van Meter, led by quarterback Blake Fryer. You remember last year, just 365 days ago, when Western Christian, with a very, very good quarterback performance last year by Tyson Coima, beat Regina and broke that streak of six consecutive state titles. And you know Michael Conlon, after that game last year, wants to rebound in a state title game. He was excellent last week. He's going to have to be great again today.
Needs a similar performance as what he had last week against Pella Christian. I thought Mike Conlon probably played as well as I've ever seen him play. He was just simply outstanding. His decision-making, passing the ball, running the ball, just being that leader, the guy that they needed to look up to. Mike was there for the Regina Regals, put him on their back, put him on, you know, the team on his back. Outstanding. Volstadt had a good football game. It wasn't off the charts, phenomenal, but the entire team stepped up to that challenge last week. They're going to need to do the same thing this morning.
A couple of guys in particular that stepped up last week, and when we talk about this Regina team, the X factor for them is their wide receiving core, because you know teams are going to want to take away number 44 and Isaac Volstadt, and that's exactly what Pella Christian tried to do last week. But you had guys like Jaden Keyes, who stepped up for two catches for over 160 yards and two touchdowns, and a guy like Alec Wick, who's a freshman who is starting to mature as a 15-year-old kid playing in varsity football in his first year.
Well, you know, let's throw in Ashton Cook, who had to come in at
another
critical time when Conlon went down with some cramping. All Cook did was just step in. His first pass was a touchdown pass to Keyes down that far sideline. It was just incredible.
He had that 86-yard pass to Keyes. He was 2-for-3 for 120 yards. Conlon last week, no slouch himself, 13 of 21 for 268 yards, had two touchdowns and a couple of interceptions. They played a very good first half, but I know sitting down with Marv Cook, and we're going to get to that interview a little bit later, and the coaching staff for Regina, they weren't necessarily happy with everything from last week. They feel they're going to need to be a lot cleaner this week in this state championship game.
The impression that I got visiting with the guys would be the fact that, okay, we got away with it last week. We won't be able to get away with it this week. And there were some mistakes made. They played hard. Boy, they complimented their team up and down in regards to the effort, the energy that they played with, but just made some untypical Regina mistakes. But thank goodness they were able to overcome that and get into this final.
We'll get to Marv Cook in just a second. Want to talk about Van Meter. The Bulldogs coming in at 12-0 for 1 second. Head coach Eric Trudeau. The running games for both of these teams are incredibly impressive. We talked about Isaac Volstad, who's one of the more impressive players in Class 1A, and really in the state. Van Meter has an excellent running back as well. Carson Rhodes, over 2,000 yards rushing this season.
Yeah, 8.1 yard average per carry, 22 touchdowns. He is their workhorse. He's going to carry the ball well over 20 times in a game. 249 carries up to this point. You have to wonder how much of a toll that's taken on his body throughout the course of the season.
Eric Trudeau, 101-39 in his 13th season as the head coach of the Van Meter Bulldogs. 134 wins, 11 losses. That's the record, and that is not a typo for Marv Cook as the head coach of the Regina Regals, looking for his 7th state title. This is his 8th consecutive appearance with the Regina Regals, and earlier in the week, he sat down with our very own Gary Fickle.
I'm with Marv Cook, head football coach of the number 3 rated Regina Regals. Coach, all I have to say is, wow. Another 2-point win over Pella Christian. Last year, you met them in the quarterfinals here at Regina and beat them 45-43. This year, you meet them in the semifinals last Saturday morning in the Dome, and you walk away with a 37-35 victory. I'm not sure it could have been any more exciting.
It really was. I mean, it was a gut check for both teams. I thought both teams played extremely hard and extremely well at times and extremely poor at times, unfortunately. But that's what good football is. I mean, that's what good teams force you to look bad at times. But it was truly a game down the stretch when I felt like, you know, no team's going to lose this game, just one team's going to win it. And fortunately for us, we came on the right side of the scoreboard.
You know, I thought the Regals looked about as good as they could. You put a lot of points on the board. Your defense held up for the most part in crunch time. And Isaac Volstad had the 46-yard field goal that probably, Coach, would have been good from 55 or 60 yards out. Those were three really big points.
They really were. And, the momentum part of it, you know, we fell down 7-0 with a bad snap early. And obviously our defense did a good job of keeping us in early. And then we were able to go into the 28-14 halftime lead, which was huge. So. And then we had some cramping issues, as did they. So both teams are kind of fighting through that in the second half. But, you know, just really proud to see, you know, Mike Conlon righted the ship. His second and third quarter was about as good as I've seen him play in his career, and we needed it.
You know, I actually have that down in my next part here. If there would have been a player selected as far as player of the game, I think I would have voted for Conlon. Your senior quarterback, who I thought stepped up and played, as you said, as well as I've ever seen him play.
Yeah, you know, we had a play early on. We were trying to sneak a tight end in with an unbalanced, and unfortunately he decided to wear pink shoes. I don't think we were able to fool anybody. And that ball got picked. That really wasn't Mike's fault. We were just trying to take a shot there. And then, but for him, like I said, then the bad snap on the third possession that leads to 7 points, it would be easy to get rattled in that situation, but he just stayed calm, stayed collected, ran the offense, made some great throws in the seams for us. And like I said, led us back to 28 points in the first half, which was huge, righted the ship for us. And so I agree with you. I thought he was as good as we've seen. And, you know, we just got to find a way to keep those guys fresh. You know, they're playing both ways. They're playing at a high level. So it's that's going to be the challenge for us as we go back and try to get one more.
Well, I thought, you know, we had talked earlier where you needed a great game out of Volstad. You needed something out of Conlon. You needed something out of Phillips. And all of those guys delivered, as well as the entire team. I mean, you can just go right down the roster as far as what they contributed, you know, offensively, defensively. They were just absolutely spectacular. But how about your son, Ashton? You know, he had to come in at that critical point when Conlon was down with cramping. And all Ashton does as a freshman quarterback is throw a bomb to Keys on his first play that went for a touchdown. Coach, I'm not going to lie. I thought you were going to kind of run it with him, but man, you just went right after it.
You know, just Ed's done a really good job. Coach Henkel's done a really good job of bringing him along, really kind of spending the last 4 or 5 weeks working progressions, working, you know, throwing guys open, anticipating throws. And I think it's been a really good preparation for Ashton to understand that he's that close. He's one snap away. So he's done a good job of staying ready. And then, you know, just understanding that you're part of 11 guys. You got to go do your job and hopefully rally it up and get it done. And you know, that's what this game's all about, whether it's Ashton, Jaden Keys, Patrick Clark, Jacob Clark. You know, Luke Stein's been playing at a high level. I mean, everybody, we know what our top five or six guys can do. It's those other guys that we really need to step up in games like that to get the victory, and that's what they've been able to do.
Yeah, they certainly did. I was just totally, totally impressed. Well, it's on to the Class 1A title game this Saturday, this Friday, where you'll be making your eighth consecutive state title game appearance. Your opponent is Van Meter, who knocked off number one rated West Lyon of Inwood in the other semifinal game, 35-21. What do you know about Van Meter?
We've seen them a lot. I mean, we've been up there a lot, and they've been up there a lot in the semifinals, and so we've always stuck around and watched that second game, and I bet they've been in it for the last 6 years probably. And extremely talented. I mean, they're well coached. They know what they are. They can throw it and run it equally. I think they can run it better than they ever have in the last, you know, 5-6 years that we've been watching them. But they can really throw it. The quarterback can spin it. He can distribute it. They got 5 or 6 guys that have over 15-20 catches. So they're very formidable on offense. And then defensively, I like the way they're built. They got great overhang linebackers that play on the edges that are fast, disciplined. Their defensive ends are tough kids that get after you, rush the quarterback. Their inside linebackers are prototypical inside linebacker, downhill, physical guy. And then their cover guys are incredibly athletic. So they're built really, really well. It's going to be a tough, tough matchup for us.
When you talk about their quarterback, that would be Blake Fryer, who's a senior. He's 121 out of 196, only 4 interceptions. He's thrown for 1,652 yards, 25 TDs. But all the great quarterbacks at this point have those types of glossy numbers, don't they?
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, the good teams anymore, and it's the really good teams can throw it and run it effectively. You know, that was the key for them last week against West Lyon. West Lyon had 2 possessions in the first half, had 2 touchdowns. And they were, you know, Van Meter was able to make big plays when they needed to get up on that game. And so, that, you know, high school football is getting better. I mean, it's become an exciting game. A lot of teams are running the spread, and these guys do it about as good as anybody.
You know, you go back decades ago, and if you had a quarterback that was around 50% completion percentage, you had a really, really good quarterback. Anymore, I mean, 60%, 70%, 74%, that's not uncommon. Coach, is that from summer, 7-on-7? I mean, where's this coming from?
I think that's a lot of it. I think a lot of teams really spend a lot of time on it, and they really understand how, you know, you want to get multiple guys involved in the offense. You know, it used to be that 1 or 2 guys would touch the ball. Now you got 5 or 6 or 7 guys, so you get more kids who want to come out and be a part of it. And the offenses, the spread offenses are kind of designed a lot of times. You know, we'll look at the stats at the halftime break and think, man, we threw it a lot. But a lot of times in the spread, it's a zone read, and if they force you to pull it, then you can throw the bubble off of it. So it becomes a pass even though you call it a run. So, you know, so I think a lot of times that's can dictate those higher percentages. But I mean, there's great football. I mean, when we looked at the Final Four, when we saw the brackets and we saw who made it into the Final Four, I really felt like any one of the 4 teams that got there could win it.
Yeah, there was no surprise with those teams. I mean, you look at it and you're just like, boy, those are 4 perennial programs that have been there before. They've done it. And here's a key matchup, and it's going to be super, super exciting. You talk about the running game. Carson Rhodes, 249 carries, 2,026 yards, 22 TDs. Is he just a banger in there?
I think that's been the difference for him. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, they got incredibly athletic guys. The one thing I think that's pushed him over the top is the running game. I just never have seen him have this effective of a running game. 2,000 yards. Big plays. They're chunk yardage guys. I mean, if you watch the semis, you know, they have a 90-yard fumble return. They have a big, you know, 70-yard pass. They have another halfback pass that goes for 50, 60 yards. They're getting big chunk plays because they're so athletic, and that's going to be the challenge that we're going to have. And the running back's the same way. I mean, he's a guy that can take an inside zone. You know, you may think it's just a waste play, but it could go 60 yards.
Well, I'd say defensively, the Regals are going to have to definitely be on their toes. Nobody can be falling asleep in this one.
Yeah, they spread the field so well. This kid can throw it all over, and so it forces you to be out on the wide edge guys, and then it just creates some lanes inside, unfortunately.
Well, Coach, we're going to wrap this up, but before we do, we're going to have the lightning round. Again, just like last week, I'll give you a word or two or even a situation, and you tell me what it means to Regina football. Are you ready?
I am.
First one, preparation.
All the little things. You got to really, do, crowd noise, working with a wet, slick ball, new balls. I mean, just all the little things that you need to take care of, clock management, things like that.
Team chemistry.
The key to having a great football team. I mean, that's the great thing about these guys. They've been together since, kindergarten. They've competed at a high level since seventh grade. That's earned over time.
Coach, field goal or go for it on fourth down in a tight game? I know the situation will dictate, but...
We have a great soccer program, so I'm going to say field goal.
And I'll tell you what, Volstad, we're watching him in the warm-ups. Marv, I mean, those were bombs.
We've been blessed.
Oh, I couldn't believe it. Okay, here we go. Conservative or aggressive?
Aggressive. You have to. Anymore, these defenses are getting so much more complicated that if you want to hunker down and try to get conservative, they'll pummel you in a corner. And so you have to be able to attack them back.
How about with a game on the line, would you rather be on offense or defense?
I'm going to put it in the hands of defense. Defense wins championships. Offense just sells tickets.
Yeah, that's my answer, too. I love that. And the last one, Coach, championship. What's that mean to Regina?
Just the culmination to a lot of great efforts by players, fans, support people, parents, and our student-athletes. I mean, that's, a chance to play for a championship is all you ever hope for. And, you kind of talked about when you first walked in here. Every year, 64 teams in our class want to be there, and that's their goal. That's the one thing they have on the top of every sheet of paper that they put in front of them. And we're fortunate enough we have a chance to play for one.
Well, you've cleared 12 hurdles, one hurdle to go. As always, Marv, we appreciate you taking the time to visit with us. Best of luck on Friday morning against Van Meter. Let's get right out after them.
Sounds good. I appreciate it.
That was Marv Cook with Gary Fickle earlier in the week. We are just a few moments away from this Class 1A state championship game between the Van Meter Bulldogs and the Regina Regals. Both teams have taken the field here at the Unidome. There's fans still filing in on this Friday morning, the final day of high school football for the 2017 season in the state of Iowa. Time for keys for this morning's football game. We're going to start with Iowa City Regina. And you know what? I think it's going to be very similar on both sides of the ball, Thick. I look at key number one for Regina and then key number five for Van Meter, and both of them are about getting the running game going and stopping the opposing team's running game.
Absolutely.
Slowing it down, at least.
Isaac Volstad has to have a huge game today for Regina, and that includes not only offense but also on defense. I mean, he needs to be the dominant player out there. For the Regals. Also, just like last week, I mean, we mentioned that Regina needed to have an efficient passing game. They certainly did that, and Conlon just played at such a high level. He's going to need to do it again today.
And it's interesting you bring that up because, Todd, we were talking during the break. Both of these teams are formed around running the football, but both quarterbacks in semifinal matchups really led their teams to victory.
They really did, Alex. Van Meter team showed in the semifinal that when they were not able to run the ball, they were able to pass the ball, with Fryer going 18 of 20 for 232 yards and three touchdowns. So, you got to take what the defense gives you at times. You heard Coach Cook talk about that. You have to have some balance. You have to have the ability to run it and throw it, and Van Meter can do that.
Alec Wick will not play in this game this afternoon for Iowa City Regina, so some other guys are going to have to step up at wide receiver for the Regals, and we'll see how this kind of plays out. But I go back to this, and I'll say this once again, Fick. Michael Conlon wants to have a huge game and atone for last year.
He certainly does. He's a great young man, and I'm sure the entire team was so happy for Mike the way things played out for him last week.
And if you think about it, we talked about the running games, and this game might come down to which quarterback plays the more clean and more efficient game. And I know you have a key for Iowa City, Regina. He's going to have to throw for over 150 yards.
Yep, yep, exactly. I mean, he certainly did that last week. He's more than capable of doing it. The receivers, I think, really stepped up last week for Regina, made some great catches, big yards after the catch. It was a nice offensive display by Regina.
What we're going to do right now is we're going to step aside for 2 minutes, and we're going to come back with the kickoff of the 1A state championship game between the Regina Eagles and the Van Meter Bulldogs. Thank you to Jeff Downing back on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. More of high school football on KGYM after this.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Even against the toughest opponent, First Federal Credit Union always believes it's possible. That goes for banking, too. We have solutions that are designed to help you succeed. For over 80 years, we have been providing solutions for families in the corridor. From great products to outstanding service, you will discover it is possible with First Federal Credit Union. Visit us at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, member NCUA, equal housing lender.
Getting stuck outside your garage isn't good.
I'm freezing. You really don't have the house key?
I figured we'd go in through the garage.
Getting stuck inside isn't so great either.
I've got to get to work. My meeting starts in 10 minutes.
Let me see if I can open it.
Get a garage door tune-up at Rainer Door of Cedar Rapids now, before you get stuck in the cold. For a limited time, call Rainer Door and ask about their fall tune-up special. Call Rainer Door at 365-7894.
Wendy's new chicken tenders are perfectly tender and crisp, and Wendy's new side of Sawsome sauce is perfect for dipping. Which begs the question,
ahem, to dip or not to dip, no matter thy choice, thou cantest go wrong.
Making Wendy's chicken tenders deliciously different. For a limited time, get 3 tenders with small fries and a small drink for just $5. And try Wendy's new fresh baked cookies in 3 delicious flavors, chocolate chunk, sugar, and double chocolate chip. Add one to any combo for 99 cents.
At participating Wendy's, offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Good job.
Welcome back to the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Alex Kuhn alongside Gary Fickle and Todd Werner leading you up and into the Class 1A state final as the Van Meter Bulldogs look for their first ever state championship game, or state championship, and the Regina Eagles look for their 7th in the last 8 years. Alex Kuhn, Gary Fickle, Todd Werner, you've been listening to the Wendy's pregame show on the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, and the North Gym, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids. Now, the starting lineups for this morning's game. A little bit of a shakeup for Regina up front. Luke Stein will get the start at left tackle. He moves from center to left tackle after some bad snaps last week. That'll be something to keep an eye on. Alex Moore gets the start at left guard. Cole White will be the center. Steve Seal is the right guard, and Jacob Clark moves from left tackle over to right tackle. The receivers this afternoon for Regina, Patrick Clark and Ryan Schott, get the start with Jaden Keyes, and Michael Conlin is the quarterback. Isaac Volstad is the running back, 140 carries for over 1,000 yards and 17 touchdowns this season on the ground. Jake Phillips also in the starting lineup for the Eagles. For Van Meter, across their offensive line, the left tackle is Connor Guest, 5'11", 220 pounds, a senior. Dakota Herr is a senior. He gets the start at left guard. Derek Goldweitzer gets the start at center. Colin Godwin is the right guard, and Ryan Schmidt is the right tackle. Anthony Lohman and Cole Lauterbach are the wide receivers. J.J. Derflinger and Jack Trudeau are the slot receivers. Carson Rhodes is the running back, and Blake Fryer, the senior, 6'1", 185 pounds, gets the start at quarterback. Regina defensively. Alex Moore, Steve Steele, Luke Stein, and Cole White are left to right across the defensive line. Nick Milder, Isaac Volstadt, and Ryan Schott are the linebackers, I should say. Keeler Brown and Jaden Keys, as well as Jake Phillips, are the corners. Michael Conlin and Ryan Schott are the safeties for Van Meter. Chris Remus is a junior, 6'7", 210 pounds, 9 sacks on the season. He's the defensive end across from Connor Guess. Owen Crawford and Tyler Erdman are the tackles. Sam Thompson, Derek Goldweitzer, Noah Hale, and Cameron Smolik are the linebackers. Cade Costello and Owen Jones are the corners, and Anthony Lohman is the safety. So a 4-4-3 look for Van Meter defensively. Iowa City Regina will get the ball first. Van Meter will kick it off. Van Meter won the toss. They elected to defer. So we're going to see the Regals, who are in their all blue, all navy blue uniforms with gold number lettering. And for Van Meter, white jerseys, blue pants, blue helmets. Ryan Schott, Jake Phillips back deep to receive, and we are ready for football here from the Unidome. Sam Bardwell will from his own 40-yard line. We were watching him in warm-ups. His range for field goals is right around 35 yards and in. That'll be an interesting factor here this afternoon, because we know that Isaac Volstadt has plenty of range. Made a 46-yarder last week that would have been good from 55, as Gary mentioned in the pregame interview with Marv Cook. Regina in and Van Meter. Van Meter looking for their first ever state championship. And Regina looking to get back on the board after they fell short last year to Western Christian.
Over the Pella Dutch in the Class 3A state title game. Colt Schulte capped off quite a season. His son Quinn quarterbacking that team. Boy, they were just outstanding down the stretch, you guys.
Absolutely. We are waiting for television to start this game, as both teams are ready, but the television station is not. So, keys for the start for Iowa City Regina. What are they going to need to do? They want to get the run game going right away and kind of mix things up and set the tone early on.
I think they want to be extremely balanced against this Van Meter defense.
A good crowd here this morning on both sides of the field.
Regina with the yellow terrible towels being waved right now. They were being handed out before the ball game.
The Regina contingency right in front of us on the near sideline. They'll move from right to left across your radio dial. Sam Bardwell is ready, and he puts a charge into this one. Short end-over-end kick, fielded by Schott at the 15 across the 20. Has a hold of the 25, and he's going to be brought down across the 30 to the 34-yard line. A 22-yard return. Looked like he had a hole, and it was shut off quickly. But that's where Regina will take over. First down and 10 with good field position to start. That was Sam Bardwell, the kicker, who brought him down. Trips to the right, one receiver to the left. Patrick Clark, the lone receiver, to the near side. Conlin in the shotgun, Volstad to his right, ball on the left hash. Conlin back to pass, fires quickly to Clark, who makes the catch at the 38-yard line, a gain of 4. He's going to be brought down right away on this sideline. That was Owen Jones, the cornerback, who came up and made the hit. Second and five upcoming for the Regals.
Nice for Mike to start out right away with a completion. Nice little pitch and catch.
Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Tied into that right, he's in the backfield in a wing formation. Conlin fakes the handoff, is going to run it himself, has the first down out across the 45 to the 46, and a gain of 6, and that moves the sticks for Iowa City Regina. Sam Thompson finally brought Conlin down.
Yeah, Mike starting out right where he left off last week. Pass completion Then he tucks the ball himself, picks up that all-important first down for the Regals.
Nick Milder checks in as the running back as Volstad splits out slot to the left. He's flanked by Patrick Clark and Jake Phillips, one receiver to the right. Conlin is going to fire it out to Volstad, makes a catch at the 45, looking for room, runs over a man at the 48 in forward progress to the 49, a gain of about three. Brought down by Anthony Lohman, second down and seven, upcoming for the Regals as we see them mix up formation and formations and looks here early on. Now Volstad is in the backfield with Phillips, split out wide to the right, flanked by Jaden Keyes, Patrick Clark, the receiver to the left, a tight end to the left. Hand off to Volstad, angling left, cuts it back between the hash, and he gets out across midfield to about the 47-yard line, a gain of three. It's going to bring up a third down and manageable. Third and three upcoming for the Regals.
Yeah, Volstad just planted that left foot, cut back up inside. Picked up critical 3-4 yards. Now Volstad's going to go out into the slot on the top side.
He's part of the trips formation to the right with one receiver to the left. Conlin in the shotgun. Milder to his right. Conlin rolls to the right, looks for an option, doesn't have one, throws down the field, and that ball is tipped and incomplete. That's going to bring up fourth down and two. Tipped away by Anthony Lohman on that sideline, and an interesting decision upcoming for Regina. You asked him in the pregame show, Gary, about aggression. Marv Cook, that is. Will they be aggressive right here, or will they punt the football away? Fourth and two. The offense remaining on the field. One receiver either side. Conlin in the shotgun with Volstad to his right. Remember, Conlin is the punter. So he's going to back up now.
He's deep enough to punt.
Looks like he's probably going to quick kick it, and he will. A wobbly kick. It's going to bounce at the 15 and take a good bounce out of bounds, well, I think, at around the 9-yard line.
Nice punt.
That's exactly where it goes out. First down and 10 from the 9-yard line upcoming for Van Meter after a 38-yard Michael Conlin punt. Blake Fryer and company will take the field for the first time.
It's one nice thing when you have your quarterback as the punter as well. You don't know if they're going to go for it on short yardage or punt the ball away. Big advantage for the Regals having Mike Conlin do that.
Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Fryer in the shotgun, Rhodes to his left. Fryer's going to keep it himself off the fake to Rhodes, outside across the 10, lowers his shoulder to the 15-yard line, and he picks up 6 yards. Second down and four as Jaden Keyes made the tackle for Iowa City Regina. Now they're going to give him forward progress out across the 15 to almost the 17-yard line. So second down and three upcoming for the Bulldogs.
Bulldogs have a very balanced offensive attack, obviously with Rhodes as their running back, the feature back.
Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Fryer hands off to Rhodes up the middle. He has room out across the 20 to the 21-yard line. That's a first down brought down by Luke Stein, but a gain of four, and that moves the sticks for Van Meter.
I think we're going to see a high-scoring football game, just like we did last week.
Both offenses with weapons that you have to respect on the outside that opens up the running game in the middle, and two quarterbacks that can also tuck it and run. One receiver either side. Fryer hands off to Rhodes, who stumbles a bit in the backfield, and that kind of shut off his progress as he falls down at the 21-yard line, brought down by Nick Milder from his outside linebacker position. No gain on the play. Second down and 10. The down and distance for the Bulldogs. 8:21 remaining in the opening frame. We're scoreless. Two receivers either side. Fryer in the shotgun. Three down linemen for Regina. Handoff up the middle to Rhodes. Not much room. Maybe 2 or 3 yards. Brought down by Alex Moore. And that's going to bring up third down and seven for Van Meter.
Steve Seal also in on that tackle. Here's that all-important third down. He doesn't have any one particular receiver that he likes. He spreads the ball around. They all have up around 20, 25 catches.
Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Regina, three down linemen. Fryer back to pass. Pressure up the middle. Has a man down the field, and he overshoots his intended receiver. And that falls incomplete. That was Sam Thompson, the intended receiver, his second leading receiver on this Van Meter team. Had him out there, but had pressure in his face and overshot Thompson, and Van Meter will punt the football away from their own 24-yard line. Blade Coons will punt the football away, and Scott Arndt is back, well, was back deep to receive. Now he stands on the near hash, maybe thinking that a fake was coming as Regina brings the house, and a beautiful punt with nobody back to receive is going to bounce inside the 20 and be down at the 17-yard line. A 58-yard punt, no return, and the Regals will take over deep in their own territory with 7:22 remaining here in the first quarter.
Just flip the field. Poor field position for Van Meter to take over their first possession. Poor field position now for the Regals with their second possession.
Conlon back out on the field. We've seen them go a little huddle. We've seen them go no huddle. They break the huddle, trips to the left. Once again, Volstad in the slot. Phillips as well to the left. One receiver out to the right. Sometimes Regina gets to the line, then looks to the sideline for a play. Four down lineman for Van Meter. Handoff up the middle to Milder, who has forward progress out across the 19 to the 20. A gain of three. Second and seven upcoming for Regina. So that's the third or fourth play where we've seen Volstad line up in the slot and Milder in the backfield. That's the first time they've handed off to Milder. And now Conlon's back in the pistol with Volstad to his left. Going to hand off to Volstad, who has a seam across off the right side. Still on his feet, running through tacklers. Has the first down out across the 25 to the 28-yard line. It finally was brought down after a gain of eight. And the Regina Regals move the sticks. Some tough running here early on from both running backs. Two receivers either side. Patrick Clark splits out wide to the left. Keys to the right. They're going to fire it out to that right side. It's caught by Keys across the 30 to the 33. It's a gain of about five. Finally, or he was brought down by Cade Coslow. Second down and six.
Yeah,
upcoming for
Regina. G's had a breakout game last week, guys, in that semifinal contest. They're going to rely on him heavily with Wick not able to play today.
Now they go twin stack formation either side. Hand off to Volstad, angling left, looking for room, bounces it outside across the 35, stiff arms a man to the 40. He's finally brought down at the 43-yard line. That's a gain of nine on the play. And a first down.
That's exactly what they need out of Volstad right there. Just good, solid running. Stiff-armed a defender to the ground. Picked up that extra 2 or 3 yards, which allowed the first down carry.
So Volstad checks out. Jake Phillips will be the running back standing to the left of Michael Conlon. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Four down linemen for Van Meter. Ball on the left hash. Phillips gets his first carry, has room up the middle, out across the 49 to midfield. A gain of six on the play. Second down and four upcoming for Regina.
Yeah, Jacob Phillips is...
That was Cameron Smolik on the tackle for Van Meter.
Very capable running back for the Regals.
Same formation, they go up tempo. Phillips to the left, of Conlon. Conlon keeps it himself off the fake, gets hit hard, but still on his feet, pushes the pile across the 46 to about the 45-yard line, five-yard gain. That's enough for a first down. Ran through Owen Crawford, the defensive tackle there, who made the initial hit and was not able to bring Conlon down before he gained the first down.
Good blocking up front. That line is really, they're getting off the ball
well.
Good
surge. Good surge off the snap.
Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Four down linemen shown by Van Meter. Hand off to Volstad up the middle, and he is going to be stood up and brought down after a gain of two on the play. He was brought down by Derek Goldweitzer, who came into the game with 51 tackles on the season, playing in his final game today. A senior, 5'11", 215 pounds. So Regina looks to the sideline for the play. Four down linemen, three linebackers in the formation for Van Meter. Trips to the right, one receiver to the left. Conlon back to pass, plenty of time, takes a shot down the field, looks for Clark, and he overshoots Clark. And it looked like Clark got away with a little bit of a push-off on Cade Coslow, who was running stride for stride, was not fooled at all by that play action. That's going to bring up third down and seven for the Regals.
Whether that play was incomplete or not, it really stretches that defense. It's going to keep him honest.
Same formation, third down and seven. Van Meter rushes four. Conlon back to pass, overshoots Clark once again, and that brings up fourth down and seven in almost an identical situation that they had after their first possession. And it looks like they're going to punt the football away once again. Conlon back deep to punt. Anthony Lohman drops back from his strong safety position to receive the punt. And it looked like Conlon was going to pull it. He gets off a wobbler. It's going to bounce at the 12 and take a Regina roll inside the 10 and finally be downed at the 6. Conlon had rolled to his right, brought the ball up over his shoulder like he was going to throw, and then punted the football away. So a 37-yard punt, no return, and after the timeout, Van Meter will take over first down and 10 from their own 6-yard line in a scoreless game with 3:54 remaining in the opening frame. We're going to step aside for 90 seconds. You're listening to High School Football in the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, and the North Gym, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Malpractice is a medical term, right? Actually, it's not. It's a plumber's word, a daycare in your home word. It means whatever you do for a living, if it goes wrong for somebody else, it can cost you big dollars. Luckily, professional liability insurance can save your bacon. And at Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person who will make it simple to get. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com. Skogman Carlson Insurance, supported by Integrity Insurance.
The Cedar Rapids Parks and Recreation Department proudly supports sports for preschool through high school students, with programs and facilities serving thousands of kids each year. And they keep kids moving all year long. So as the weather cools, move their recreation indoors. Visit the Northwest Recreation Center at 1340 11th Street Northwest for gym and game room activities. You can find the daily calendar of events and times at crrec.org.
3:54 remaining in the first quarter. We have a scoreless game in the Class 1A state championship game between Van Meter and Iowa City Regina. Van Meter, the number two team in Class 1A. Iowa City Regina ranked number three. Van Meter takes over first down and 10 from their own 6-yard line after another really good punt from Michael Conlon. The Bulldogs back out on offense for the second time. Fryer in the shotgun. Tight stack formation to the near side. Handoff to Rose off left tackle. Has room out across the 10 to the 11. A gain of 5 on the play. Second down and 5 upcoming for the Bulldogs. Jaden Keyes made the tackle for Iowa City Regina. So a couple of teams kind of trying, offense is trying to feel out the opposing defenses here early on, which is exactly what we saw last week in Iowa City's 37-35 win over Pella Christian. Things opened up in the second half. You just have to think that will happen here today. Handoff angling right to Anthony Lohman, who has room across the 15-20. Speed to the 35, cuts it back, 40, 45, making a man miss to the left sideline. Midfield, still on his feet, 45, 40, 35, finally out of bounds at the 32-yard line. An explosive play from Anthony Lohman. A 59-yard gain from the senior with signs of Reggie Bush here in Cedar Falls.
Yeah, jet sweep and running left to right. Then cut back all the way to the left side. Lohman with exceptional speed.
Two receivers either side. Fryer in the shotgun, hands off to Rhodes, cuts it up the middle, and he fights his way out of a tackle across the 25 to the 24. A gain of 6 on the play. Second down and 4 upcoming for Van Meter. Finally brought down by Jake Phillips on the play. And now Van Meter is in business inside the Iowa City Regina red zone with 2:36 and counting remaining here in the first quarter. Fryer in the shotgun, wing to the left formation. Regina stacks 5 guys at the line, and Rhodes gets the carry up the middle. His forward progress down to the 21. Looks to be just short of the first down, 3rd and 1 upcoming. For Van Meter, Nick Milder made the tackle along with Alex Moore for Regina.
4 down territory, guys, right here for Van Meter. With all the momentum right now.
We talked about Sam Bardwell. 35 yards and in is about his range. And that's pushing it. Fryer in the shotgun, Rhodes to his left. Fryer back to pass, looks down the middle of the field, has a man out there. It's caught into the end zone. Touchdown, Van Meter. It's Sam Thompson, the senior, who puts the Bulldogs on the board first with 1:46 remaining here in the first quarter. A little seam pass down the middle. Went over the head of Ryan Schott. 22 yards on the pass hookup. And the Bulldogs strike first blood. Bardwell on to attempt the extra point out of the hold of Blake Fryer. The snap is good. The hold is good. The kick is good. 7-0. The Van Meter lead with 1:46 remaining in the first quarter. We're going to step aside for 60 seconds. You're listening to high school football on our FM frequencies, KGYM.
Is Iowa spicy or mild? A question that has begged an answer since there was an Iowa. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen restaurants are giving you a chance to weigh in on the great Iowa chicken debate. Visit your local Eastern Iowa Popeye's polling station, vote for mild or spicy, and get registered to win great spicy or mild prizes. This fall, take a break from politics and cast a ballot for yummy at Popeye's. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen, where down-home yummy lives. Across from Coral Ridge Mall and in CR on Blairs Ferry and Edgewood.
The cozy warmth after coming in from a chilly pink-cheeked morning walk. The perfect man cave temperature to kick back and watch the big game. When the weather turns cold, a new Rheem heating system will surround your family in total comfort. Are you feeling it? Rheem, the new degree of comfort. Feel the warmth this winter with a new home heating system installed by the local pros at Lynn's Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Lynn's today at 319-362-6435 or visit linsheatingandair.com.
5 plays, 94 yards. It capped off by a 22-yard pass hookup from Blake Fryer to Sam Thompson. Thompson's 8th touchdown reception of the season has put Van Meter up 7-0 with 1:46 remaining here in the first quarter, and the ensuing kickoff goes directly out of bounds. Almost looked intentional off the foot of Sam Bardwell, and Regina will take over trying to answer that touchdown at their own 35-yard line with 1:46 remaining in the opening.
Free kick out of bounds, kicking team. The ball will be spotted at the 35-yard line. First down.
The first penalty of the game. Been a very clean game so far, and I'm going to knock on wood as if not to jinx it, as if I have some kind of power over it at all, which is ridiculous to think, I know, but just in case. Well, trips to the right, one receiver to the left, Conlon in the shotgun. He's going to fake the handoff, run pass option, looks to the right, looking for a place to throw. He's going to run it himself. He's going to be brought down in the backfield at the 32-yard line. A loss of three on the play. Second down and 13 upcoming for Regina, and Van Meter did a really good job stringing out that run pass option. And Sam Thompson, who else, comes up with a sack.
Well, they had good coverage on the receivers downfield, and Mike just simply ran out of real estate, had to take it out of bounds.
Three receivers to the left, one to the right. That was two plays in a row from scrimmage. Thompson, a 22-yard touchdown reception, and then a sack. Volstad to the left of Conlon. Volstad gets the carry, looking for room, bounces outside, nowhere to go. Maybe a yard on the play, brought down by Chris Reams, the 6'7 defensive end for Van Meter. Third and 12 upcoming for the Regals.
Could be a really a big play right now for Regina.
Scott Arn and Jake Phillips split out wide to the left flank by Patrick Clark. One receiver out to the right. Conlon in the shotgun, four down linemen for Van Meter. They rush four. Conlon rolls to his left, looks down the field. No, this is, it's caught by Patrick Clark at the 43. That was Ashton Cook who had come in. He's going to be just about a yard short of the first down. And decision time here for Marv Cook. So Ashton Cook comes in for a play. 11-yard completion to Clark. Fourth and one upcoming. Conlon back into the game. Conlon's going to go up to the line of scrimmage. And now a timeout is taken on the field.
End of the quarter.
As a timeout on the field, we are at the end of the first quarter. After one quarter of play, Van Meter 7, Iowa City Regina 0. We're going to step aside for 90 seconds. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Is Iowa spicy or mild? A question that has begged an answer since there was an Iowa. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen restaurants are giving you a chance to weigh in on the great Iowa chicken debate. Visit your local Eastern Iowa Popeye's polling station. Vote for mild or spicy and get registered to win great spicy or mild prizes. This fall, take a break from politics and cast a ballot for yummy at Popeye's. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen, where down-home yummy lives. Across from Coral Ridge Mall and in CR on Blair's Ferry and Edgewood.
It's a rematch of the Class 4A Finals, and KGYM will have all the action this Friday night. Join Alex Kuhn and Gary Fickle Friday at 6:45 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM as number one Iowa City West takes on number two West Des Moines Dowling. The Maroons won last year's matchup and look to win their fifth straight title. The unbeaten Trojans look to stop that streak and bring the trophy back to Eastern Iowa. That's Class 4A Championship Football presented by First Federal Credit Union. Number one Iowa City West versus number two West Des Moines Dowling. Friday night at 6:45 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
7-0, the Van Meter lead over Regina after one quarter of play in the 1A state championship game. Alex Kuhn alongside Gary Fickle and Todd Werner. High School Football on KGYM is brought to you by First Federal Credit Union. And guys, a couple of feel out possessions for both sides. Van Meter hits with a big 94-yard touchdown possession, And now Regina will have fourth down and a yard from their own 44-yard line, a seemingly huge point of this first half, right out of the gate here in the second quarter.
Look for a hard count.
Conlin under center. He's going to sneak it himself. He's going to get a push, and he'll have the first down out across the 45 to the 47-yard line. And did he fumble the football at the end of it? He did. And Van Meter has it. Connor Guess recovers the fumble at midfield, and the Bulldogs are in business. He was held up for an extra yard or so. Had the first down, had the push from behind. And it was stripped by Guess and Chris Reams, and Guess recovered it. Van Meter back out on offense, first and 10 from midfield.
Had the first down, well, 4 or 5 yards downfield.
And now a timeout on the field.
Regina.
Taken by Iowa City Regina. Van Meter with the lead and the ball in great field position. 11:52 remaining in the first half. We'll step aside for 60 seconds. You're listening to high school football on KGYM.
Between work, soccer practice, and everything else, I don't have time to keep track of the number of times I use my debit card, go to a certain ATM, or how many bills I pay online each month. I'm a good customer. How about a good reward?
First Federal Credit Union has a checking solution for your busy lifestyle. It's no strings checking. You earn 5% APY on your first $500 balance. No other conditions. No monthly fee, no minimum balance, no strings. You deserve a credit union that puts you first. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
It's a rematch of the Class 4A Finals, and KGYM will have all the action this Friday night. Join Alex Kuhn and Gary Fickle Friday at 6:45 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM as number one Iowa City West takes on number two West Des Moines Dowling. The Maroons won last year's matchup and look to win their fifth straight title. The unbeaten Trojans look to stop that streak and bring the trophy back to Eastern Iowa. That's Class 4A Championship Football presented by First Federal Credit Union. Number one Iowa City West versus number two West Des Moines Dowling. Friday night at 6:45 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
11:52 remaining in the first half. Van Meter leads Iowa City Regina 7-0. Alex Kuhn, Gary Fickle, Todd Werner on our FM frequencies, 107.5 in Cedar Rapids and 106.3 in Iowa City. A huge point of the ball game for Regina, trailing by 7 after a turnover. First and 10 for midfield for Van Meter. Fryer in the shotgun. He's going to hand off to Rhodes. Angling right, has room. Ball pops out. It's down at the 43-yard line, and it's recovered by Van Meter. It was recovered by Van Meter. I think that was Chris Reams who recovered it. The big 6'7", 210-pound tight end.
Ball popped straight up in the air.
It popped up in the air. It looked like Ryan Schott got a helmet right on the football. And a fortunate bounce for Van Meter. Second down and 3 upcoming for the Bulldogs. Trips to the left, one receiver to the right. First and 10 from the 43 of Regina. Hand off to Rhodes once again up the middle. Has room. He'll have the first down across the 40 to the 39. Gain of 4 brought down by Luke Stein from his defensive tackle position. First down, Bulldogs. Things not going Regina's way here early on. Trying to stop the bleeding just a little bit. Trail 7-0. And now Van Meter driving once again in their territory, in Regina territory. They break the huddle, two receivers either side. Rhodes to the left of Blake Fryers in the shotgun. Four down lineman for Regina. Handoff to Rhodes up the middle. Has forward progress inside the 37 to the 36. Brought down by Steve Seal after a gain of about 3. Second and 7 upcoming for Van Meter. Cole White also in on the tackle.
Regina needs to come up with this defensive stand right here. They can ill afford to allow Van Meter to put any more points on the board.
Anthony Lohman splits out wide in the slot to the left flank by J.J. Derflinger. One receiver to the right, handoff to Rhodes, up the middle, looking for him, doesn't have it. He's going to be brought down right at about the line of scrimmage by Nick Milder. at the 30, maybe has a yard of the 35. Cole White also in on the tackle from his defensive end position, and a huge third down and six upcoming for Van Meter. You wonder if maybe it's four down territory regardless here in no man's land, and it probably would be. So Regina defense looking to stand tall, trailing 7-0 early on. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Fryer in the shotgun. Regina rushes for a quick hitch out to the right side, overshoots his intended target, Jack Trudeau. That's incomplete. Fourth down and six. Upcoming for the Bulldogs. Michael Conlon on the coverage out to the left.
Watch for a fake punt here. If you are the Regals, their punting team is coming onto the field.
Eric Trudeau sends the punt team out on the field. Ball at the 35.
Interesting play call there on third and six there with, you know, this field position. And then to punt it.
Anthony Lohman back to punt.
Going to send shot back for the Regals.
Lohman punts it away. And this is going to bounce at about the 15, take a bounce inside the 5 and into the end zone. So a nice break there for Regina. They'll take over first down and 10 from their own 20-yard line after a 35-yard punt with a net of 15. 9:24 remaining in the first half. Iowa City, Regina trails 7-0. Their offense back out on the field.
Sputtering a little bit offensively to start this ball game. They need to get into a rhythm. Get some confidence built back up.
They've been able to get to about midfield, and they've stalled both times they've had the football right there. They've punted it away a couple of times inside Van Meter territory. They break the huddle. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Volstead to the right of Conlon. Conlon's in the shotgun with a tight end to the left. Handoff to Volstead, cuts it back to the right, bounces it outside, lowers his shoulder to 23-yard line, and he's finally cleaned up right there by Thompson after a gain of 3.
This Thompson kid is tough.
He is a bell cow on both sides of the football for this Bulldogs team.
He really is, and Lohman as well from a safety position.
Marv Cook talked about its speed and tenacity, and we've seen it from this Van Meter team early on. They flip the formation with two receivers to the right, one to the left, handoff to Volstead. Once again, he is met in the hole and dropped at the line of scrimmage. This time met by Owen Crawford, the defensive tackle. A loss of one on the play, 3rd and 8, upcoming for the Regals.
Well, coming into the championship game, Van Meter only gives up 6.3 points per game. So they are a stiff, stiff defense.
Owen Crawford just fought out of a double team to make that tackle. Trips to the left, one receiver to the right. Conlon in the shotgun, three-man rush, back to pass, throws over the middle, has a man at the 30-yard line making the catch. He'll have the first down. That's Jake Phillips. A gain of 8. He needed 8. He got 8. Right at the sticks. Enough for a first down for the Regals.
Nice catch by Phillips.
Had to go down for that one.
Knew exactly where that down marker was. Conlon with a strike.
This time they flip the formation. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Four down linemen stand up outside linebacker for Van Meter. Conlon back to pass. Rush for pressure in his face. Gets out of it across the 30. Still on his feet. Bounces it right. Gets drilled at the 26-yard line. And who will he get up from that one? Sam Thompson.
And Lohman.
Met him with Lohman. A loss of 5 on the play. And Conlon pops up. Could have gotten back to the line of scrimmage, tried to bounce it right. Yeah. And it's becoming very apparent that Van Meter has speed to the edge. And if you have a chance to get upfield and get a couple of yards, you're going to have to do it.
And you're going to pay for it. Thompson and Lohman are two studs on defense.
Conlon hands off to Volstead, angling right across the 30 to the 32-yard line. First met by Chris Reams, who brings Volstead down after a gain of 6. 3rd down and 9. The down and distance for the Regals. This Van Meter defense is impressive. Speed, strength, skill, everything you want. 4 down linemen, trips to the left, one receiver to the right. Four-man rush. Conlon, pressure, rolls to his right, looks down the field, throws it up for grabs, intercepted.
Yes, it's a catch.
Intercepted at the 35-yard line. That's Thompson again. A sack. Two sacks, I should say. An interception, a touchdown reception.
Well, you can pin that on the offensive line. They had too much penetration chasing Conlon.
I think Owen Crawford got in there quickly from his defensive tackle position.
Nothing special, just a bull rush right there by Van Meter. The Regina offensive line just couldn't pick that up.
First and 10 from the 35-yard line of Regina. Another crucial situation for the Regals. Fryer back to pass, has time, sets up, fires deep down the right sideline, underthrown. It's tipped up and caught! And caught into the end zone. Touchdown, Eric Trudeau. Keeler Brown was on his back. It hit his chest plate. He could have caught it, tipped it up right into the hands of Trudeau. That's Jack Trudeau, I should say. 35 yards on a very poorly thrown football, and it was almost kicked up by Keeler Brown. Reminiscent of Scott Frost in 1998, the Nebraska Cornhuskers against the Missouri Tigers, kicking the ball up in the air to the opposing player. 13-0 Bulldogs.
Give Trudeau a lot of credit for not giving up on that play. Ball was badly underthrown. Trudeau came back for it, and boy, the ball was just, I mean, it was just up in the air for him.
Bardwell's extra point is up, and it is good. 6:38 remaining here in the first half. Everything going against Regina right now as they'll try to stop the bleeding after what should have been another turnover right after they turn the football over turns into a touchdown for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, points off turnovers right there as we keep watching the Jumbotron in just disbelief that the ball was not picked off. It was a dying duck.
And he literally kicked it up with the left foot. It hit him in the chest, bounced to his feet as he was falling backwards, kicked it up with his left foot behind him, popped up very easily into the air, directly into the hands of the coach's son, Jack Trudeau.
Yeah, unbelievable. Boy, that's just, that's a shame.
That one will hurt Iowa City Regina as they try to get some kind of momentum back. They'll be right back out on offense against this vaunted Van Meter defense.
Well, I don't think you want to fall behind two touchdowns to Van Meter. Not when they only give up 6.3 points per game.
So a fluky play gives Van Meter a 14-0 lead. Ryan Schott, Jake Phillips back deep to receive the kick from Sam Bardwell.
They're set up about where they need to be. Bardwell's not going to even be close to the goal line kicking the ball here. Phillips and Schott are lined up on about their own 13-14-yard line.
This one kicked along the ground, fielded by Schott across the 20, 25, 30. It's going to be brought down at the 34-yard line. A return of 18 on the play, finally brought down by Parker Fryer. So Regina desperately needs a score. Right here, 6:32 remaining in the first half.
Coach Hinkle's going with
Ashton Cook
into
the game.
Ashton Cook trying to shake things up here just a little bit.
6'3", 160-pound freshman, left-handed throwing coach's son in at quarterback. Was 2-for-3 last week, has a completion already today. Trips to the left, one receiver to the right, Volstad to the left of Cook. Cook. Hands off to Volstad, angling right across the 34, fights out of a tackle to the 35, a gain of 2 on the play. Brought down by, guess who? Sam Thompson brought him down. Second down and 8 upcoming for the Regals.
They got some down linemen that run very well laterally. Good athletic defense.
Volstad and Phillips to the slot, in the slot to the left. Cook in the shotgun. He's back to pass. Timing route fires to Phillips. Makes the catch. Makes a man miss at the 35. Angling to the right. Across the 40. Gets upfield to the 44-yard line. That'll be enough for a first down. A gain of 10. Phillips going a little bit east and west there. And finally decides to get upfield. Picks up the first down.
Had a convoy kind of going right up the middle had he stayed behind that line right in between the hashes.
Yep.
Could have got a lot more yards.
Jacob Phillips is one of those players that's been around for a long time, understands the game, headsy player.
Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Cook in the shotgun. Hands off to Volstead, has a hole up the middle across the 45 to midfield. Well, just short, 49-yard line, a gain of 5 on the play, brought down by Chris Reams. The defensive end for Van Meter. The two defensive ends for the Bulldogs, Connor Guess and Chris Reams, came into the day with 17 combined sacks on the season. 9 for Reams and 8 for Guess. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Four down linemen for Van Meter. Cook back to pass, looks to his left for his progression. Complete pass to Arndt across midfield down to the 46-yard line. He's going to be about a year. We'll see where they mark him. He's going to be very close to a first down. Needed just past the 46. They're going to say he's about an inch short. Excellent job by Cook to go through his progressions from the right to left. Hit his secondary target. Third and inches. Cook in the shotgun. Takes a snap. Hands off to Volstead. Up the middle. First down inside the 40. He's going to be brought down right there. A gain of 6. So Ashton Cook.
Good offensive line surge right there by the Regals up front. Volstead finds a hole. Very, very easy right there. Just lowers his shoulders, tucks his head, picks up that first down. Boy, if the Regals could put something on the board here, gentlemen, it's going to be very, very important that they do that.
So Michael Conlon on the sideline here in the near side. It was an option that if Ashton Cook came into the game, maybe Michael Conlon would see some time at receiver. We have not seen that yet. Phillips in the slot to the right. He's flanked by Jaden Keyes. Patrick Clark, the lone receiver, to the left. Nick Milder, the tight end, to the left. Cook in the pistol. Isaac Volstead behind him. And now they look to the sideline for the play. Four down linemen for Van Meter, two linebackers. They show blitz up the middle. They bring it. Hand off to Volstead. Bounces it outside. Stiff arms a man across the 35. Inside the 30. Brought down out of bounds at the 29-yard line. It's a gain of 11 on the play and a first down for the Regals. Finally brought down out of bounds. I think that was Jack Trudeau who brought him down.
He's got a good stiff arm, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. And now he comes to the sideline for a breather. Phillips in the backfield with Arndt. Slot left, flanked by Patrick Clark and Jaden Keyes. Out to the right, and a timeout taken. A timeout taken with 3:51 remaining here in the second quarter. We're going to step aside for 60 seconds. 14-0, the lead for the Bulldogs over Iowa City Regina. Bulldogs of Van Meter will be back in 60 seconds on KGYM.
The Cedar Rapids Parks and Recreation Department proudly supports sports for preschool through high school students with programs and facilities serving thousands of kids each year. And they keep kids moving all year long. So as the weather cools, move their recreation indoors. Visit the Northwest Recreation Center at 1340 11th Street Northwest for gym and game room activities. You can find the daily calendar of events and times at crrec.org.
Wendy's new chicken tenders are perfectly tender and crisp, and Wendy's new side of Sawsome sauce is perfect for dipping, which begs the question,
ahem, to dip or not to dip? no matter thy choice, thou can'test go wrong.
Making Wendy's chicken tenders deliciously different. For a limited time, get three tenders with small fries and a small drink for just $5. And try Wendy's new fresh baked cookies in three delicious flavors. Chocolate chunk, sugar, and double chocolate chip. Add one to any combo for 99 cents.
At participating Wendy's, offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
3:51 remaining in the first half. Van Meter leads Iowa City Regina 14-0. Alex Kuhn, Gary Fickle, and Todd Werner. And guys, Iowa City Regina, the momentum completely against them, giving up a touchdown off the what should have been an interception in a very on a very fluky play. They really needed a drive, and they're starting to put one together. First down and 10 upcoming out of the timeout from the 30-yard line of Van Meter.
First time you've really seen them kind of in sync offensively. I mean, they're picking up some first downs. They're moving the chains. They look like they're kind of finding their identity here. Cook spins a nice ball. Yeah, he's 3 for 3. Finding some receivers in some tight window areas. But going
through progressions.
Yeah, doesn't look like that freshman out there that he's going to get rattled. Looks very calm, poised.
Opening up the run game a bit.
And Volstad's picking up those yards that he needs.
That balance is just kind of loosening up the defense a little bit and making run pass both an option.
Two receivers to the left, one to the right out of the timeout, still waiting for the officials to give the okay, and now they do. Nick Milder, the tight end to the right. Cook in the shotgun. Jake Phillips to his right. Phillips gets the carry, sidesteps a man, spins out of a tackle at the 30 down to the 28. We'll call it a gain of one on the play. Brought down by Owen Crawford. Second and 9 upcoming for Iowa City Regina.
Lots of time on the clock for the Regals.
Now Volstad checks back in. Nick Milder splits out wide to trips formation to the left. He's to the left of Cook. It is Volstad. Cook off the run pass option fires out to Phillips, who has the reception at the 26, and he's going to be brought down right there. That's a gain of 2. Third down and 7 upcoming for Regina. Normally in high school football, you would think that this would be 4-down territory, but if Regina can't pick up the first down, they have a kicker that can make it from this range. They want 7, though. Trips to the right, one to the left, one receiver to the left. Cook in the shotgun. Four-man rush. Fires to the near side, overshoots. Isaac Volstad incomplete. So decision time here for Marv Cook. Do you go for it? Do you kick it?
Lightning round right here. Live. This is a live lightning round decision, guys.
Ball's at the 26-yard line. So it would be about a 43-yard attempt from the left hash for Volstad. The offense remains on the field. They're going to go for it. Fourth and 7. Clark, the receiver, to the left. Volstad, Phillips to the right in the slot. Flanked by Jaden Keys, and now a timeout is taken by Iowa City Regina. That is their second timeout.
Regina, their second timeout of the half.
That's their second timeout, and we will stay right here. Do you think Marv Cook rethinks this out of the timeout, or you're down by 2 touchdowns? You got to make something happen here with 2:40 remaining here in the first half.
I think they just want to confirm the play that was called. If they like that, they had an opportunity to see the defense that Van Meter came out set up in. Just confirming, you've got a freshman quarterback. This play is really, really important. You just want to make sure all 11 offensive players are on the same page.
Van Meter got on the board this morning with a 22-yard pass to Sam Thompson, who has been all over the field making plays offensively and defensively.
You know,
has 2 sacks, an interception, and a touchdown reception for the Bulldogs.
And prior to that touchdown pass, don't forget Lohman's long, long run.
58
that, on
yards.
On jet sweep.
On a jet sweep, set that one up.
Yep.
And then, if you're just joining us, a pass to the far sideline went off the chest of Keeler Brown for Iowa City Regina, who had the interception. It hit off his foot, popped right in the air, and into the hands of Jack Trudeau, the receiver for Van Meter. And your guys' suspicion was correct. The offense remains on the field. Fourth and seven, same formation. Trips to the right, one receiver to the left. Cook in the shotgun. Van Meter blitzing an extra man. Throw over the middle. Keys out there. That ball is tipped, incomplete. Keys wanted a flag. He won't get one. An excellent defensive play by Owen Jones, the cornerback.
Oh, wow. Great play by Jones. Look how high in the air he gets on this.
Went over the right shoulder of Keys and tipped that ball away with the left hand.
Timing was perfect.
First and 10 from the 26-yard line upcoming for Van Meter. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Fryer in the shotgun. Rhodes to his right. Rhodes gets the call off left guard. Has room across the 30 to the 31-yard line. We'll call it a gain of four. Isaac Volstead makes the stop for the Regals. So Regina got their best drive of the game going, but it stalls out at the 26. And Van Meter a chance to really put some distance between themselves and the Regals. Two receivers either side. Fryer hands off, or will keep it himself off the fake to Rhodes, and he's going to be brought down at the 31-yard line. Jake Phillips was not fooled. Alex Moore cleaned him up. A gain of one. Third and five upcoming for Van Meter.
I don't think you're going to see anything too wild out of Van Meter. I think they're very, very happy, very content going into halftime 14-0 over the Regals.
The Regals have one timeout left. 1:29 and counting remaining in the half. Two receivers either side. Fryer rolls to his right, looks to the flat, fires it to the flat, making the catch at the 36-yard line. It's going to be very close to a first down. That was J.J. Derflinger with the reception. Michael Conlin made the stop, and I think that's going to bring up fourth down. I think he's about a half yard short.
Pretty generous spot for Regina there, really, I thought. Looked like he caught it just past the chains.
They mark him at the 36. They needed about the 36.5 yard line. So, fourth and one upcoming. Marv Cook looking like he wants to take his timeout. The offense stays out on the field for Van Meter. And now Marv Cook's going to take a timeout. And you wonder if now Eric Trudeau will decide to punt the football away. Because we talk about this. If they don't get it here, Regina can inch back into the game. Just even if they don't get into the end zone, they have a kicker who has plenty of range.
I think it's a hard count. I think they would take a penalty, a delay of game.
And now with the clock stop, probably send out the punting
unit. Here comes the punting unit, more than likely, right?
I think they were trying to just force Regina's hand, either to call the timeout or let the clock run.
Yep.
One of the two options.
38 seconds left in the half.
That was the debate on the Regina sideline.
Should we burn it or not?
Yep.
Regina received the opening kickoff, so Van Meter will get the ball to start the second half. Possibly with a 14-0 lead. That's where it stands right now. 38 seconds remaining in the half. And now the punting unit out on the field for the Bulldogs. Regina will send Jake Phillips back deep to receive. Lohman will punt it away, standing at his own 22-yard line. Gets a good snap and a booming punt off. And Jake Phillips lets it bounce at the 25, fields it at the 18, drilled right there. Could have fielded it in the air. He's brought down
Thompson.
Right there by Thompson. 43-yard punt, no return. 30 seconds left. Regina with the ball back. Will they take a shot? Will they take a knee? Or will they run the football and run the clock out? That's the question that we're going to find out. Michael Conlon back out on the field at quarterback for the Regals. First and 10 from their own. They gave him forward progress to the 19, so first and 10 from the 19-yard line. Upcoming for Regina. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Conlon the shotgun, Volstad to his left. Conlon's going to hand off to Isaac Volstad. He'll have room out across the 20 to the 22. He's brought down by, once again, by the defensive tackle Owen Crawford, a gain of two. And Regina might just let this first half clock run out. 13 seconds now left in the first half. 10 seconds, and looks like the Regals will run one final play. Trips to the left, one receiver to the right. Conlon, he's back to pass. Four-man rush. Fires it deep down the right sideline. That's going to be intercepted at the 40. Coming back the other way, and he's going to be brought down at the 49-yard line. J.J. Derflinger with the interception. That's how we end the first half of play. 14-0, the Van Meter lead at the half over Iowa City Regina in the Class 1A state championship. We're going to step aside for 3 minutes, and we'll be back with our halftime report. We'll hear from Ryan O'Hearn, the athletic director at Iowa City Regina, after this break. You're listening to High School Football on KGYN.
It's time for some straight talk. Greeny, you love your phone, don't you?
I'm updating my fantasy roster on it as we speak.
But I'm guessing you don't love your pricey wireless plan, what with all the mystery fees and data overages every month.
Oh, you got that right.
What if I told you that you could keep that phone you love, but pay a whole lot less every month?
Well, I'm in.
With Straight Talk Wireless, you can actually keep your same phone, your same number, even your same network, but for a whole lot less than you're paying right now. Kind of like getting a number one starting quarterback
for the price of a backup kicker.
Steal of the draft.
Bring your own phone to Straight Talk Wireless. Our unlimited plan with 10 gigabytes at high speed than 2G is just $45 a month, with nationwide coverage on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
Duralast batteries are proven tough to perform in temperatures of 140 degrees and 40 below zero. Because when you can start in extreme conditions, you can start in everyday conditions. Like running late for work, a broken alarm, creepy parking spots. Duralast, proven tough and only at AutoZone. And right now, buy any Duralast Gold or Platinum battery and receive a $25 Fandango gift card by mail. Limit one. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. It's a rematch of the Class 4A Finals, and KGYM will have all the action this Friday night. Join Alex Kuhn and Gary Finkel Friday at 6:45 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM as number one Iowa City West takes on number two West Des Moines Dowling. The Maroons won last year's matchup and look to win their fifth straight title. The unbeaten Trojans look to stop that streak and bring the trophy back to Eastern Iowa. That's Class 4A Championship Football presented by First Federal Credit Union. Number one Iowa City West versus number two West Des Moines Dowling. Friday night at 6:45 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
Kevin Kugler here from Westwood One with a preview of Sunday Night Football, a marquee matchup of young quarterbacks coming up as the 5-4 Cowboys host the 8-1 Eagles. Can Dak Prescott in Dallas pick up an important NFC East victory without Ezekiel Elliott? Or will Carson Wentz in Philadelphia claim their 8th straight win? Join Hall of Famer Jason Taylor and me for all the action and hear the NFL all season from Westwood One.
NFL Sunday Night Football presented by Mediacom. The Cowboys host the Eagles Sunday night at 6:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
KCIA HD3 and 4 Cedar Rapids. This is the gym.
Welcome back to the Unidome. 14-0 Van Meter with the lead in this Class 1A state championship game. Van Meter and Iowa City. Regina Alex Kuhn alongside Gary Fickle and Todd Werner and our special guests here at the half. Ryan O'Hearn, the athletic director at Iowa City. Regina, Ryan, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for the coverage all year, and good to see you guys here again in another state championship game.
Absolutely. And it's we talked about this last week. This has been an interesting season because there have been some peaks, there have been some valleys, but this has been one of we talked about it, one of the better coaching jobs that we've seen from Coach Cook, and that's saying something, kind of rallying this team after the first couple weeks, and here this team is in another state championship game.
Yeah, Coach Cook and our whole coaching staff has done a tremendous job. A couple of tough losses to Xavier and Solon to start the year, but I think it brought our guys back to reality and working a little harder in practice and realizing what they need to improve on, and then getting by South Winneshiek and Pella Christian, real close games, just finding a way to win those close ball games, and then here we're in a hole 14-0. Yeah, going to have a big second half.
It turns out Xavier and Solon are no slouches, as we found out later in the year.
But looking at the statistics, you're thinking that Regina would be leading this ball game. 8 first downs to Van Meter's 5. Time of possession, 15 minutes for Regina, 8 for Van Meter. But, they're down 14-0. We can go back to 2 plays, the near pass interception that ended up as a touchdown for Van Meter, and then the one scoring drive that they had with Lohman's long touchdown run and then the touchdown pass to Thompson. Other than that, you guys, Regina's held their own. They just need to come out and play really solid here in the second half. They'll be on defense to start this second half.
Yes, they will. Ryan, let's talk a little bit. I know this is always a busy year for you. How are things going with the fall season coming to an end, now heading into, I hate to say it because I hate the cold, but heading into the winter season? I always have winter denial.
Well,
sorry,
it's a really busy
that.
Time here trying to close out the fall sports. Cross country, our girls advanced to state as a team. Had a couple individuals make it for the boys. Cross country up there in Fort Dodge. And then state volleyball, first year coach Jordan Akers did an outstanding job with our team, getting us back to the state tournament for the first time since 2013, I believe, and lost a tough one against Western Christian, but they'll be back. She's doing a great job, and future's bright for Regina volleyball. And then basketball starting up. Coach Wallace in his second year, hoping to get the girls back to state again. Jared Galpin, longtime assistant, 10-year assistant, taking over for Stu Ordman, who went to Liberty there. So Jared's doing a great job, been able to watch some of their practices. They're really working hard. And then Adam Martinson with wrestling, hoping to have 5 to 6 guys make it as individuals this year. So with Jared and Adam just waiting for these football guys to get back and practice basketball and wrestling for them here probably in a week or so.
That's really, really tough as the winter coaches. You're happy that the fall's going so well for the football team, but they're missing out on some key practices. How about the building? It looks like, boy, it's shaping up
indoor
nicely.
Facility.
Holy cow, is it going to be unbelievable.
It's going great. Those guys, the construction guys, are moving right along and trying to get the exterior done so they can get inside when it gets cold here and do work on it. So bottom, it's going to be a brand-new wrestling room and weight room. Top's going to be about 100x100 turf for softball, baseball, soccer. It's going to be great to have a nice indoor facility and take some pressure off the gym times, which they're always booked up, it seems like.
It's crazy, isn't it? I mean, you get all these club teams that want time, and that's an integral part. You don't want to shortchange them because that's your future. So an extra facility like this is going to be really vital, I think, for Regina.
Let's talk about we're going to get to the first half in just a second. We need to get Ryan O'Hearn's expert breakdown. What do the Regals need to do to get back in this game?
Well, like you guys were talking there, just 2 big plays. You were gone, but we're just talking about that Reggie Bush style run. I mean, that's a heck of a run by that Van Meter kid.
Lohman.
I was in the south end zone there, and incredible run. So it's got to limit their big plays, and we just got to put a couple drives together and get back in this thing. And, I think our experience in close games here at the Dome especially will hopefully get us a win here if we can just get back in it. We got to tie things up.
I don't know what it was. It was the Reggie Bush-style play, and then there was the – do you remember that play, Nebraska against Missouri, 1998, yep, where the ball is kicked up in the end zone, Nebraska makes the catch and wins the game? We've had some really
eerie,
fluky plays here in this first half.
We really have. And, you know, but here's the thing, too, where Van Meter, I've said this a couple times on the air in the first half, 6.3 points per ball game. That's not just a slouch defense that you know we're up against. So we've got our work cut out for us. We need to come out, get into a rhythm. I think it's going to be really important that we put some points on the board in the third quarter.
Well, Ryan, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll continue to be out at Iowa City Regina throughout the winter with basketball as well. Look forward to seeing you.
All right, guys. Thanks for the coverage all year. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Ryan, one of the most accommodating athletic directors in the area. Alex Kuhn, Gary Fickle, Todd Warner, our sideline reporter slash in studio or in the press box guest here this afternoon here at the Unidome. We do the handoff, and Todd Warner joins us back here in the press box. Gary, this is not this game. It feels like Van Meter has all of the momentum heading into the half. They'll get the ball to start the second half. Iowa City Regina, first and foremost, needs to get a stop and get the football back. And field position is going to matter because this Van Meter team, once they've gotten down in their territory, once Regina gets in their territory, they really have buckled down in the first half.
They certainly have, and it's going to be tough to move the ball against those folks. The other thing is, in the second half, time is going to become very, very critical. And just simply because of the stout defensive style of play by that defense of Van Meter, like I said, I think the Regals are going to need to put some points on the board in the third quarter. You know, they need to get some momentum back on their side.
Well, and Van Meter's going to continue to run the ball.
Sure they are.
He's going to keep that clock running. And, you know, you're talking, Regina's thinking, you know, we got to hope to get five possessions in the second half. And right now, you know, when you need three scores to take a lead, you've got to be very efficient when you have those opportunities.
And they can't afford to get down three scores to begin the second half.
Well, they had two interceptions in the first half and then also a lost fumble. So three turnovers. I think in our key, we mentioned one turnover. Margin for error is very, very small here, and it's going to even get smaller in the second half.
I think both teams had some breaks there in the first half, but you look at the way the ball, and this is the oldest cliche in the book, but you look at the way the ball bounces, and that really determined that first half for Van Meter. Michael Conlin on fourth down and one is pushing the pile forward, loses the football. Van Meter recovers that very next play. That very next play for Van Meter, their running back, Carson Rhodes, fumbled the football, and they recovered it. It was a 7-yard gain. And then the next possession for Iowa City Regina, they throw an interception. And the next play, Van Meter, Blake Fryer throws a should-be interception. He gets tipped off of Keeler Brown and caught by Jack Trudeau in the end zone. So just a
funny first half.
Funny first half, and Van Meter is the benefactor of a 14-0 lead over Regina as the second half is about ready to get underway. Well, we're going to...
Yeah, they're going to bring both teams out here shortly. They'll put another 3 minutes up on the clock, give them a chance to get warmed up. Going to be a rock'em sock'em second half, I would imagine.
So let's give you some first half stats. First for Iowa City Regina. Isaac Volstad, 13 carries, 64 yards with a long of 11, 4.9 yards per carry. Michael Conlin, 5 carries for 8 yards. Jake Phillips, 2 carries for 7 yards. Nick Milder has 1 carry for 3 yards. Michael Conlin, the first half, 4 of 9 for 20 yards. Ashton Cook, 4 of 6 for 26 yards. That'll be interesting to see what Marv Cook and Ed Hinkle decide to do at the quarterback position in the second half. Ashton Cook was able to move the ball when he was orchestrate a couple of drive or one drive when he was in the game. Jake Phillips, 3 catches, 18 yards. Patrick Clark, 2 catches for 16 yards. Jaden Keys and Isaac Volstad, both a catch for 4 yards for Van Meter. Anthony Lohman, that one carry for 58 yards. He is the leading rusher in the first half for the Bulldogs. Carson Rose, 11 carries, 42 yards, 3.8 yards per carry with a long of 7. Blake Fryer, 2 carries for 8 yards. He is also 3 of 5 for 60 yards in that 35-yard touchdown pass in the first half. And you 3 completions in the first half. One was the touchdown pass to Sam Thompson. The other was the other touchdown pass he threw that was tipped up by Keeler Brown and went in the hands of Jack Trudeau. So those were 2 of his 3 completions. The other was a 3-yard completion to J.J. Derflinger in that first half. So guys, this is a 14-0 game. And that's what separates this. Iowa City Regina is not out of this one by any means. They just have to convert against this very, very stingy Van Meter defense. And I think that defensive side of the football for Van Meter is making this feel a little bit farther, like a little bit bigger deficit than it really is.
Well, and the other thing, too, I don't think Regina can afford to allow any more points on the board by Van Meter. I think 14 points has to be the break point right there. No more points on the board for Van Meter. Regina needs to come out, establish that offense. When they get their first possession, they need some rhythm. They need to get back into that, you know, confidence building, play calling, picking up some first downs, getting a little swagger back amongst the that offensive unit.
So we are just moments away from the second half kickoff. What we're going to do right now is we're going to step aside for 2 minutes, and we'll be back with the second half of play. You're listening to High School Football on our South Gym 106.3 FM in Iowa City and our North Gym 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids. More on the way after this.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
It's a rematch of the Class 4A Finals, and KGYM will have all the action this Friday night. Join Alex Kuhn and Gary Fickell Friday at 6:45 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM as number 1 Iowa City West takes on number 2 West Des Moines Dowling. The Maroons won last year's matchup and look to win their 5th straight title. The unbeaten Trojans look to stop that streak and bring the trophy back to Eastern Iowa. That's Class 4A Championship Football presented by First Federal Credit Union. Number 1 Iowa City West versus number 2 West Des Moines Dowling. Friday night at 6:45 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
Kevin Harlan here from Monday Night Football on Westwood One. Pro Football Hall of Fame quarterback Kurt Warner and I will close out the week with another great quarterback matchup and two hot teams as Matt Ryan and the Atlanta Falcons take on Seattle's quarterback Russell Wilson and the Seahawks. Join us for what promises to be a high-flying offensive show and hear the NFL all season long from Westwood One.
Monday Night Football, the Falcons and the Seahawks. Monday night at 7 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM, presented by Mediacom.
Welcome back to the Unidome. High school football on the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, and the North Gym, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, is brought to you by First Federal Credit Union. We're just about ready for the second half of play in this Class 1A state championship game between the Iowa City Regina Regals and the Van Meter Bulldogs. Van Meter leading 14-0, 24 minutes away from their first state championship. Iowa City Regina looking to win their 7th in the last 8 years after a stumble last year, looking to get back on the board as far as state championships are concerned. Alex Kuhn alongside Gary Fickell and Todd Werner. And right out of the gate here, Gary and Todd, Iowa City Regina needs to get a stop and set the tone, not only offensively, if they get that stop, but defensively as well.
Yeah, I think, you know, they need to come out, get a three and out, if at all possible. They can ill afford to give up a long, sustained drive in which Van Meter can gobble up 6 to 8 minutes off the clock in this third quarter.
Isaac Volstad is going to kick it away from his own 40-yard line. Anthony Lohman back deep to receive,
along with Carson Rhodes.
Carson Rhodes, Anthony Lohman back deep to receive, and those are two very, very dangerous kick returners as Regina tees it up, and we wait for the official to give the signal that we are ready to start this second half of play. A good contingent of Van Meter fans on the far sideline and Regina fans on the near sideline. And we are ready to begin the second half of play. Thank you to Jeff Downing back on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. He is our producer. Isaac Volstad puts a charge into this one through the end zone. It's caught in the end zone. That means it will be a touchback and the Bulldogs take over. First down and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Fryer and company back out on offense for Van Meter. As I mentioned, just three completions in the first half for Fryer. Two of them were touchdowns. Trips to the left, one receiver to the right. It's Derflinger. Fryer in the shotgun with Rhodes to his right. Fryer quick pass to the near flat. That's caught by Lohman across the 25 to the 30. 33-yard line is where he's brought down. That's a gain of 13 on the play. And a first down as Lohman shows off that speed and elusiveness in the open field.
Keeler Brown in on the tackle for the Regals.
Brown in there on the tackle along with Jake Phillips. First down for the Bulldogs. One receiver to the right, one to the left. Four down linemen for Regina. Rhodes with the handoff, gets the handoff up the middle. Minimal room across the 35 to the 36. Dragged backwards. Ryan Schott in on the tackle. Luke Stein as well. Gain of two, second down and eight upcoming for Van Meter. Isaac Volstad checks back in at linebacker. Three down linemen, three down front. Now they've transitioned a fourth. Four down front as Lohman comes in motion. They fake the jet sweep. Fryer back to pass. They set up the screen. It's caught at the 35,
Thompson.
But sniffed out well by Iowa City Regina. Thompson is brought down by Jake Phillips at the 36-yard line. Just a gain of one on the play. Third down and seven. A huge play right here for Iowa City Regina.
Jacob Phillips just was not going to be fooled on that screen. Great closing speed out of Jacob. Sure tackle. Thompson's a tough kid to bring down.
Twins receivers to either side. Fryer in the shotgun rolls to his left. Three-man rush. Fryer looks to the flat. Has a man, but he overshoots him. Incomplete. That was Trudeau, the intended receiver. Fourth down upcoming, and the Bulldogs are forced to punt. Volstad in on the Volstad and Keys on the coverage. Volstad had dropped to the flat and forced the throw wide and incomplete. Lohman will punt it away.
The Scott aren't going back for the Regals.
We'll see if Regina goes up and catches the punt. They've struggled to do so, and that's really cost them field position. And now Arndt is going to move up, and Jake Phillips back deep to receive. A booming punt, and Phillips will catch it at the 20. Tries to get upfield. Now left sideline, or left side, he's going to be brought down by the ankles.
Thompson.
At the 22-yard line, an unbelievable tackle by Thompson.
Thompson does just about everything for Van Meter.
Like we were talking about, two sacks, an interception, and a touchdown reception of 22 yards in the first half. Regina takes over first down and 10. Who will be the quarterback? It'll be Michael Conlin to start the second half of play for the Regals. They break the huddle with two receivers to the right and one to the left. Conlin in the shotgun, Volstead to his left. Four down front for Van Meter. Conlin hands off to Volstead up the middle. Couple of yards, drags tacklers across the 25 to the 26. Gain of three, second down and 7 upcoming for the Regals, brought down by the defensive end, Chris Reams. Also in on the tackle, Derek Goldweitzer.
Coach Hinkle with the play call coming in from the sideline.
They actually gave him a little bit extra forward progress to the 27, second down and 6. Wing to the right, two receivers to the left, one to the right. Fake the handoff, fires near side. It's caught by Phillips. Minimal room out across the 28, spins out of a tackle to the 20. Well, they'll say he's down at the 28. A gain of one. It's going to bring up third down and a long 5 for the Regals. They need a conversion. They need some points in the worst way. Trips to the right, one receiver to the left. Conlin in the shotgun, four down front, now looks to the sideline for the call. Remaining in the third quarter, Regina trails 14-0. Van Meter jumps off sides, and that will move, unless it was on Regina. We'll see what the call is. It might have been early movement, because it looked like Van Meter came across the line of scrimmage. The officials will make the call.
False start, offense number 67, 5-yard penalty, still third down.
That goes against the right tackle, Jacob Clark, 6'5", 195-pound junior. And that's going to make it third down and 10 for Regina. Same formation, four down front for Van Meter. They rush for Conlin, back to pass. Pressure in his face, fires to the near flat, in and out of the hands of Patrick Clark, incomplete. Coverage applied by Anthony Lohm in the strong safety, fourth and 10 upcoming. And a punt situation upcoming for Regina. Good play by Owen Jones, the cornerback.
Well defended, very well defended on that sideline.
Lohman back deep to receive at his own 40. Conlin from his own 15 will punt it away. A spiral punt fielded at the 37 by Lohman. Across the 40 to the 45, seen down the left sideline. 40, 35, 30. One man to beat inside the 20, brought down at the 14-yard line. Just one person you absolutely cannot punt the football to. And well, they punted it right to him on a low line drive kick.
First of all, Alex, good things happen when you catch the ball in the air.
Absolutely. 40-yard punt, 48-yard return for Anthony Lohman. And Van Meter has a chance to go for the throat right here. First and 10 from the 13-yard line of the Regals. The Regals need a stand if they can muster one here. Rhodes with a carry off right tackle. Room inside the 10 down to the 5-yard line. A gain of 8 on the play, brought down by Cole White.
That offensive line really came off the ball hard for Van Meter. They're smelling it right here. Another touchdown can almost put this ball game away the way they play defense.
Two running backs set, a heavy formation. Hand off to Rhodes off the left side, pushing tacklers. He's inside the 5 to about the 2-yard line. He's going to have a first down. It's going to be first and goal from the 2.
Okay, Ryan shot in on the tackle for the Regals.
Shot Schott and Keeler Brown on the tackle, but first down and goal upcoming for the Bulldogs from the 2-yard line. Back to that set. Two running backs in the backfield with their hand down on three-point stances. Two fullbacks, handoff off the left side, nowhere to go for Carson Rhodes, brought down by Keeler Brown. Second and goal from the two. Inside of 7 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Van Meter leads at 14-0, looking to make it 21-0. They'll take their time and run as much clock as possible. Same formation. Handoff is going to go to Rhodes once again. He fights his way for the goal line. He's in. Touchdown, Van Meter.
Second effort.
Carson Rhodes, from a yard out, picks up his 23rd rushing touchdown of the season. And the Bulldogs are an extra point away from making it 21-0 with 6:36 remaining in the third quarter. Sam Bardwell on to attempt the extra point out of the hold of Blake Fryer. The snap is high. Fryer handles it. The kick is up, and the kick is good. 21-0, the lead for the Bulldogs. 6:36 remaining in the third quarter. We're going to step aside for 60 seconds. You're listening to High School Football on our FM frequencies, KGYM.
If you're not a fan of change, well, that makes you pretty much like everybody else. But stuff's going to happen. New car, new house, new baby, maybe a new driver in the family. You have enough on your plate, so let your person take care of the insurance part. Just call or email. Let them know what's new and what's up, and they'll handle it. Nice. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Is Iowa spicy or mild? A question that has begged an answer since there was an Iowa. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen restaurants are giving you a chance to weigh in on the great Iowa chicken debate. Visit your local Eastern Iowa Popeye's polling station, vote for mild or spicy, and get registered to win great spicy or mild prizes. This fall, take a break from politics and cast a ballot for yummy at Popeye's. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen, where down home yummy lives. Across from Coral Ridge Mall and in CR on Blairs Ferry and Edgewood.
Make or break time for Iowa City Regina. They trail 21-0 with 6:36 remaining in the third quarter. Van Meter capped off a 15-yard drive with a 1-yard rush from Carson Rhodes after a 58-yard punt return by Anthony Lohman. And the Bulldogs are in control here, looking for their first ever state title. Bardwell from his own 40, a very short kick. It's going to be fielded at the 20 by Phillips. Has a little bit of a seam, but it's shut off across the 30, brought down right there at the 31-yard line. We're going to see Ashton Cook trying to bring out in a spark. No, we will not. We're going to see Michael Conlon back in the game. Iowa City Regina needs a spark, trailing by 3 touchdowns. Ed Hinkle relays the play to Conlon. First and 10 from their own 31-yard line. Clark, Arndt, and Phillips split out wide to the right. Keys, the lone receiver, to the left. Conlon keeps it off the read option. He's going nowhere. In fact, he's going backwards. A loss of 4 on the play. Connor Guess makes the tackle. All the way back to the 27-yard line. Second and 14 upcoming for the Regals.
Yeah, Mike had nowhere to go there. Well defended. Van Meter's going to get tougher and tougher as this game goes on. They're just going to smell this. A state championship is in the air right now for them.
Stack trips formation to the right. Conlon, off play action, tries to break contain, throws it back over the middle, undershoots his intended receiver, Clark, by about 4 yards. That's going to bring up third down and 12 for the Regals. Owen Crawford was in his face. He's been living in the backfield all day for the Bulldogs.
They've had pressure on Mike Conlon from the first play to middle of the third quarter. Got to have some time to throw.
Third and 12. Trips to the right, one receiver to the left. Conlon back to pass. Rolls to his right. Being chased. Not going to have any room. Throws it back over the middle. Only one man out there. Throws it incomplete. And that's going to bring up fourth down and a punting situation for the Regals. One man out there in the flat.
Yep, in the pattern.
And it almost seems like every time it seems like Van Meter wants Conlon to roll to the right.
Well, to have a 6'7 defensive end, Chris Reams, I mean, he can take you laterally, and it's tough to throw over those outstretched arms. Great defender for the Bulldogs.
Conlon will punt it away, trying to angle it away from Lohman. A rugby-style kick is going to be fielded by Lohman at the 30 down the sideline. He's going to get out to the midfield inside the 40, still on his feet, a flag on the play as he's brought down at the 35-yard line. A flag behind the play after a 40-yard punt, 32-yard return. We'll see what the call is as the officials converge on the far sideline. 5:31 remaining here in the third quarter. 21-0 Van Meter. They get the ball back.
Ball's going to be marched back against Van Meter, more than likely a block in the back. We'll see what
Here's
the official
the
says.
Holding on the return team, number 22. Penalty will be 10 yards from the spot of the foul. First down.
So that wipes out what was a 32-yard return for Anthony Lohman, but Van Meter will get the football back with a 21-0 lead, and a timeout will be called on the field. We're going to step aside for 90 seconds. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
Bob Bobbergear likes to act like he's just a regular guy, just like you and me. But who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Bob Bobbergear doesn't want you to know that when he breaks his iPhone, he throws it in the garbage and buys a new one. Throws it out and buys a new one. Ever heard of Digital Dock, Bob Bobbergear? Digital Dock buys repairable devices and sells them for a fraction of the cost of a new device. So who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Iowa can't afford to find out.
Paid for by the friends of Digital Dock, Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Even against the toughest opponent, First Federal Credit Union always believes it's possible. That goes for banking, too. We have solutions that are designed to help you succeed. For over 80 years, we have been providing solutions for families in the corridor. From great products to outstanding service, you will discover it is possible with First Federal Credit Union. Visit us at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, member NCUA, equal housing lender.
Getting stuck outside your garage isn't good.
I'm freezing. You really don't have the house key?
I figured we'd go in through the garage.
Getting stuck inside isn't so great either.
I've got to get to work. My meeting starts in 10 minutes.
Let me see if I can open it.
Get a garage door tune-up at Rainer Door of Cedar Rapids now, before you get stuck in the cold. For a limited time, call Rainer Door and ask about their fall tune-up special. Call Rainer Door at 365-7894.
5:31 remaining in the third quarter. Alex Kuhn, Gary Fickle, Todd Werner, Iowa City Regina trails Van Meter 21-0. And the Class 1A state championship game with Van Meter getting the football back, first down and 10 from their own 32-yard line after a punt. Fryer back out on the field for the Bulldogs, and a chance to put what would seem like a final nail in the coffin of Regina if the Bulldogs can score really any points on this possession. Fryer in the shotgun, Rhodes to his right. Rhodes gets the carry, gets ahead of steam up the middle, out across the 35 to the 36, brought down by Cole White after a gain of 3. Second and 7 upcoming. Van Meter, if you're just joining us, scored on a 2-yard rush by Carson Rhodes on their last possession. A tip ball up in the air in the hands of Jack Trudeau in the first half. As Friars back to pass, looks over the middle, scrambles out to his right, has green grass in front of him across the 45. Midfield brought down at the 44-yard line by Keeler Brown. It's a first down on the play. A gain of 20 or 16 on the play.
Really heads up play right here. Nice scramble, tucks the ball, protects it. First down carry.
The body language from Regina needs to...
Becoming very obvious, isn't it?
Starting to become a little bit obvious, as you say. Gary trips to the right, one receiver to the left, Fryer in the shotgun. Fryer fires near side, it's Lohman. He makes the catch at the 40. He's going to be brought down a free step back to the 41-yard line by Isaac Volstad. But it's a gain of two on the play, second and eight upcoming for the Bulldogs. 4:19 and counting remaining here in the third quarter. Bulldogs in control. We'll run as much clock as possible.
Yeah, they're not in any great big hurry.
One receiver either side, a tight end to either side. Rhodes to the right of Fryer. Rhodes gets the carry off left tackle, cuts inside of a tackle, 35 on his feet to the 34-yard line. Brought down about a yard shy of the first down, a gain of seven. Third down and one upcoming. Michael Conlin made the tackle for Regina. And the Bulldogs will gladly take about every second off the play clock that they can muster. Two twins to the right, one receiver to the left. Rhodes will get the carry up the middle, met in the hole by Isaac Volstad. Did they give him the first down? It's going to depend on the spot. Needed the 34. I think he might have it. He will. First down, Bulldogs.
Steve Seal also in on the tackle for Regina. Yeah, they're just going to milk this clock down, guys. There's 3:04 remaining in the third. Clock starts right there, the official. 18 on the play clock, 2:56 on the game clock.
One receiver either side. Fryer shotgun. Snap going to hand off to Rose as he's tripped up right at the line of scrimmage. Interesting. Kind of a strange mesh play there as Steve Seal brings him down. The exchange was not pretty. Only a gain of one on the play. Second and nine upcoming. Ball at the 32-yard line. Inside of 2 minutes and 20 seconds remaining in the third.
Rhodes taking some shots here.
Two receivers
physically.
Either side. Lohman gets the carry on the jet sweep. Bounces it outside. And he's going to be brought down by a host of tacklers. Excellent play by Michael Conlin. Then Isaac Volstad, who cleaned him up. Gain of about one. Third down and eight upcoming for Van Meter. Inside of 2 minutes to play here in the third.
Lohman slow getting up, but he is up, walking back to the huddle.
He is a big play threat for the Bulldogs, and he has a couple of very key big plays in this game. A 58-yard punt return. 58-yard carry on the jet sweep action that set up the first touchdown. Third and nine, two receivers either side. Regina showing blitz. They and a flag is thrown prior to the snap. We'll see what the indication is. Looks like it's going to go against Van Meter.
False start. Offense number 27. 5-yard penalty. Still third down.
So that'll bring up third down and 14 for the Bulldogs. Do you play this one conservative and punt it away and try to pin Regina deep, make them go 90, 80-plus yards on you?
With your defense? Absolutely.
Averaging, giving up 6 points per game They've shut Regina out to this point of the game. Third and 15 and a whistle and a timeout taken on the field with 56 seconds.
Van Meter takes their first timeout of the half.
So the first timeout of the half, as we will step aside for 60 seconds. 56 seconds remaining in the third quarter. 21-0 Van Meter. Third and 15 upcoming for the Bulldogs. You're listening to high school football on KGYM.
Wendy's new chicken tenders are perfectly tender and crisp. And Wendy's new side of Sawsome sauce is perfect for dipping. Which begs the question.
Ahem! To dip or not to dip. No matter thy choice, thou can'test go wrong.
Making Wendy's chicken tenders deliciously different. For a limited time, get three tenders with small fries and a small drink for just $5. And try Wendy's new fresh baked cookies in three delicious flavors. Chocolate chunk, sugar, and double chocolate chip. Add one to any combo for 99 cents.
At participating Wendy's, offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Third and 15 upcoming for the Bulldogs. Back to pass is Fryer. Pressure in his face. Rolls to his right. Trying to avoid pressure. Rolls back to his left. Has green grass in front of him. Looking down the field. Has a man wide open. Undershoots him. It's tipped up and falls incomplete. I think it hit the head of Volstead. But a flag is down on the field where they're illegal man downfield.
Yep.
Looks like that's going to be the indication. We'll see what the officials call fourth, if it stands. Fourth and 15 upcoming for Van Meter. If it's an illegal man downfield, you assume Regina would decline it.
Ineligible downfield, offense number 78. That penalty is declined, fourth down.
That was Dakota Herr, the 6 foot, 240-pound left guard. Downfield. When you get a quarterback scrambling like that, that's bound to happen. So a punting situation for the Bulldogs with 44 seconds. And like I said, that hit Volstead right in the back of the head. Lohman will punt it away. Phillips back deep to receive. And prior to the snap, more flags down on the field. Might not be a bad thing if it's against...
I think it's against Regina.
If it's against Van Meter, it would back him up a couple yards and give him some room if it's against Regina.
Defense, five-yard penalty, still fourth down.
So that's going to bring up fourth down and 10 from the 32-yard line. You'd almost think you might want to decline that to just give you a little bit of extra room to punt. But instead, they take it down to the 32. They're still going to punt.
Sloman, he's just going to put a half a leg into this, I think. Angle for the sideline. Watch this.
He stands at the 45, angles to the right, and really mishit that one. Really mishit that one, and that is going to give Regina better field position than you would have expected, all the way to the 26-yard line. 11-yard punt on the play for Anthony Lohman, right off the side of the foot.
Yeah, you don't realize how difficult that is. It's almost a lost art, that angled punt. If kids spend some time over the summer, it's a great, great weapon to have.
Ashton Cook into the game at quarterback for Regina, that desperately needs a spark. 39 seconds remaining in the third quarter. They trail 21-0. They need points. They need them in a hurry. Cook in the shotgun, trips to the right, one receiver to the left. Hand off to Volstead, off the right tackle, has some room, runs into his own blocker across the 30 to the 32-yard line, a gain of 6, second and 4 upcoming. Regina could elect to run the third quarter clock out, or they could go up tempo. 23 seconds remaining in the third. They'll go up tempo. Two receivers, now three receivers to the right and one to the left. Could be the final play of the quarter. Cook in the shotgun. Hand off once again. Has room, does Volstead. Has a seam across the midfield, or 45. Dragging tacklers across midfield down into Van Meter territory to the 46-yard line. And that's how we will end the third quarter of play with a 21-yard rush by Isaac Volstead. But Van Meter, after three quarters, leads it 21-0 and is 12 minutes away from their first ever state champion. Their first ever state championship. We're going to step aside for 2 minutes. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Malpractice is a medical term, right? Actually, it's not. It's a plumber's word, a daycare in your home word. It means whatever you do for a living, if it goes wrong for somebody else, it can cost you big dollars. Luckily, professional liability insurance can save your bacon. And at Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person who will make it simple to get. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com. Skogman Carlson Insurance, supported by Integrity Insurance.
The Cedar Rapids Parks and Recreation Department proudly supports sports for preschool through high school students, with programs and facilities serving thousands of kids each year. And they keep kids moving all year long. So as the weather cools, move their recreation indoors. Visit the Northwest Recreation Center at 1340 11th Street Northwest for gym and game room activities. You can find the daily calendar of events and times at crrec.org.
It's a rematch of the Class 4A Finals, and KGYM will have all the action this Friday night. Join Alex Kuhn and Gary Fickle Friday at 6:45 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM as number one Iowa City West takes on number two West Des Moines Dowling. The Maroons won last year's matchup and look to win their fifth straight title. The unbeaten Trojans look to stop that streak and bring the trophy back to Eastern Iowa. That's Class 4A Championship Football presented by First Federal Credit Union. Number one Iowa City West versus number two West Des Moines Dowling. Friday night at 6:45 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
As we begin the fourth quarter of play, Van Meter, the number two team in Class 1A, leads Iowa City Regina, the number three team in Class 1A, in the state championship matchup, 21-0. Regina with the football in Van Meter territory at the 45-yard line, desperately needing scores and needing points on the board. Ashton Cook, the freshman in at quarterback, two receivers either side. Phillips, the running back, to the left of Cook. Four down front for Van Meter, and now whistle and flags down on the field. And it looks like it's going to back Regina up 5 yards.
False start, offense number 19, 5 yard penalty, still first down.
That's on Parker Eden, who is checked in at the wide receiver position. So first and 15 for Regina. Same formation. Hand off up the middle to Phillips. Finds a hole off right tackle, but a small one at that has 4 yards to the 46-yard line of Van Meter. Brought down once again by the defensive tackle, Owen Crawford, after a gain of four, second and 11 for the Regals. .34 remaining in the fourth quarter. Trips to the left, one receiver to the right. Cook hands off to Volstead, who has a seam across the 35-30. He's going to break away into the end zone. Touchdown, Regina. 46 yards out, and a huge momentum swing right there for Regina to at least get themselves on the board and give themselves a chance in this fourth quarter. 46 yards out.
Most important thing is that scoring play took place just barely into the fourth quarter, so almost the entire fourth quarter yet to play.
I had looked to Todd Warner during the break and said that Regina needs to score in the next 2 minutes of the fourth quarter. They score in the first 42 seconds. Volstead's kick is good. 21-7. The Bulldogs lead. 11-18 remaining here in the fourth quarter. And what we're going to do, we'll step aside for 1 minute. We'll be back. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
Is Iowa spicy or mild? A question that has begged an answer since there was an Iowa. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen restaurants are giving you a chance to weigh in on the great Iowa chicken debate. Visit your local Eastern Iowa Popeye's polling station. Vote for mild or spicy and get registered to win great spicy or mild prizes. This fall, take a break from politics and cast a ballot for yummy at Popeye's. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen, where down-home yummy lives. Across from Coral Ridge Mall and in CR on Blair's Ferry and Edgewood.
It's a rematch of the Class 4A Finals, and KGYM will have all the action this Friday night. Join Alex Kuhn and Gary Fickle Friday at 6:45 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM as number one Iowa City West takes on number two West Des Moines Dowling. The Maroons won last year's matchup and look to win their fifth straight title. The unbeaten Trojans look to stop that streak and bring the trophy back to Eastern Iowa. That's Class 4A Championship Football presented by First Federal Credit Union. Number one Iowa City West versus number two West Des Moines Dowling. Friday night at 6:45 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids. This is the gym.
Four plays, 74 yards, a minute and 21 seconds off the clock. Iowa City Regina is on the board with 11-18 remaining in the fourth quarter. They trail Van Meter 21-7. The Regals will kick the football away. Keeler Brown kicks it to the sideline. It bounces dead at the 22 and out of bounds. And the Van Meter Bulldogs will take over first down and 10 from their own 35-yard line. And you're seeing coaches decide we'd rather give it up at the 35 than kick to some of these dangerous return threats on both sides of the football. Both sides of the coin. Regina,
well, Lohman,
Jake Phillips, and
Lohman and Rhodes are two Rhodes dynamic players for Van Meter that I just kind of cringe every time they touch the ball. They're that good.
So Regina back out on the field on defense. Van Meter on offense. Fryer in the shotgun. Rhodes to his right. Rhodes gets the carry off left tackle. Maybe a yard. Brought down right there. Was that Nick Milder in there on the tackle? As was Cole White. Second and 9 upcoming for Van Meter. We talked about Regina's body language, a little bit slumped there in the third quarter. Last thing Van Meter wants to do is for that to change and for the crowd to get back on it, back in the game on the near side. Second and 8 upcoming. Lohman in motion. Fake the handoff. Fryer back to pass. Fires it deep down the field. Has a man out there, but good coverage by Conlon. It falls incomplete. Looking for J.J. Derflinger. Third down and 8 upcoming for Van Meter.
Boy, this is turning into a pretty big down right here in this ballgame.
Huge. From their own 37-yard line. Regina looking to get off the field. The Regals contingency comes alive on the near sideline. Two receivers either side. Fryer in the shotgun, Rhodes to his right. Fryer rolls to his right. Looking down the field, looking for options. He's going to run it himself. Still on his feet. He'll have the first down to midfield. Made a couple of guys miss. A gain of 15 on the play. Finally brought down by Jaden Keyes. Alex Moore and Luke Stein couldn't come up with a tackle. Rolled to his right, scrambled back to his left. First and 10 from the midfield stripe.
Boy, he's lucky that ball didn't get slapped out of his hand. He's carrying it out there like a loaf of bread. Very, very dangerous on a quarterback.
Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Fryer in the shotgun, Rhodes to his left. Rhodes gets the carry off right tackle. It steps inside of a tackle of Volstad. Out inside the 45 to the 44, brought down by Luke Stein. Second down and four upcoming. Inside of 10 minutes, 9:45, I should say, to play here at the Unidome in the Class 1A state championship game. Regina in a must-stop situation. Tight end to the left. Quarterback keeper for Fryer makes a man miss. 40, 35, lowers his shoulder to the 31. First down, a gain of 11 on the play.
Another tackle by Conlon out on the edge.
Another one-on-one situation. Looked like Luke Stein got out there. Couldn't bring down Fryer in the open field. It's a tough task for a defensive tackle to do.
Fryer looks really fresh, doesn't he?
He does.
A lot of spring in his step out there.
And now a timeout on the field taken by Iowa City Regina. With 9:11 remaining in the fourth quarter, Van Meter trying to answer the first scoring drive of the game for the Regals. They have the ball at the Regina 31-yard line. We'll step aside for 60 seconds. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
The cozy warmth after coming in from a chilly, pink-cheeked morning walk. The perfect man cave temperature to kick back and watch the big game. When the weather turns cold, a new Rheem heating system will surround your family in total comfort. Are you feeling it? Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
Feel the warmth this winter with a new home heating system installed by the local pros at Lynn's Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Lynn's today at 319-362-6435 or visit linsheatingandair.com.
It's a rematch of the Class 4A Finals, and KGYM will have all the action this Friday night. Join Alex Kuhn and Gary Findle Friday at 6:45 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM as number one Iowa City West takes on number two West Des Moines Dowling. The Maroons won last year's matchup and look to win their fifth straight title. The unbeaten Trojans look to stop that streak and bring the trophy back to Eastern Iowa. That's Class 4A Championship Football presented by First Federal Credit Union. Number one Iowa City West versus number two West Des Moines Dowling. Friday night at 6:45 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
First down and 10 from the 31-yard line. Rhodes gets the carry off left tackle, maybe a yard or two. Brought down by Cole White, second and eight upcoming for Van Meter, who leads it 21-7 inside of 9 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. The Bulldogs trying to use as much clock as possible and put what would probably be the final nail in the coffin for the Regina Regals, trailing by two touchdowns. Fryer in the shotgun. He's going to hand off to Rhodes. Off right tackle, all kinds of room. Steps inside of a tackle at the 22. He's going to have the first down all the way down to the 19-yard line. Brought down by Jaden Keyes. And Van Meter is going to be back in the red zone of the Regals. And the Regals almost need a turnover here now.
Need to come up with a strip in the ball. Force a turnover. Something tells me Van Meter's just too well coached. Kids are tough. They aren't going to just give up the ball.
One receiver either side. Fryer in the shotgun. Going to hand off to Rhodes. Bounces it back inside to the 15, down to the 14. Gain of five on the play. Jake Phillips in there on the tackle with Luke Stein. Second down and five upcoming for Van Meter. 7:45 and counting left in the fourth quarter. A tight end to the left. Rhodes to the left of Fryer. Rhodes with a carry up the middle. Inside the 10, he breaks away. Five, touchdown Van Meter. From 14 yards out, the Bulldogs are an extra point away from making it 28-7, and they're 7:23 away from winning their first state championship.
In an impressive fashion also, Alex. Remember last year when Regina was knocked off in the final game? Western Christian matched Regina's physicality. Van Meter's doing that this year, and once again, it's going to be the same outcome. Regina's going to come up just a little bit short.
Bardwell's extra point is up and good. Nine plays, 65 yards, 3 minutes, 55 seconds off the clock. Van Meter 28, Iowa City Regina 7, 7:23 remaining in the fourth quarter. Regina, if they want to have any hope, they got to score, and they have to score quickly. Easier said than done against this Bulldogs defense that has been stout all afternoon long.
Well, our car ride up, we were just talking about the defense of Van Meter. Are they the real deal? And I think that question's been answered here this morning
in this
1A championship game. They are tough as nails out there. Speed, quickness, toughness, size. They're a great football team in Class 1A. Undefeated, they knocked off West Lyon last week in the semis, the number one rated team in Class 1A. Did that in convincing fashion. Going to knock off the Regals here in convincing fashion in the championship game.
12-0 on the season. Looking to get to 13-0. Van Meter will kick it away. Anthony Potoff puts a charge into this one, and it backs Keys up to the 8-yard line, head of steam to the 10, across the 15, looking for a seam. It closes across the 20 to the 23-yard line, brought down by someone who's been in the backfield all day for Van Meter, Owen Crawford, a return of 18 yards, and Ashton Cook, and the Regina Regal offense back out on the field. Looking for their second consecutive touchdown drive from their own 23-yard line. Conlin and Phillips split out wide to the left. They're in the slot. Flanked by Jaden Keys. One receiver to the right. Volstad to the left of Cook. Cook hands to Volstad. And he has two Van Meter defenders in his face at the 23-yard line. No gain.
Thompson.
On the play, it was Thompson and Reams. And they bring him down for no gain, second and 10 upcoming for the Regals.
You know, they've had some good kids up front. But this Thompson kid, I think he's a special football player.
Trips to the left, one receiver to the right. Cook looks to the sideline to get the play. Inside of 6:45 to play here from the Unidome. Four down lineman shown by Van Meter. Four-man rush. Cook fires near flat, caught by Keys. He's brought down right there at the 28-yard line. Gain of 5 on the play, brought down by Sam Thompson, who is having the game of his life here in the state championship game. An interception. 2 sacks. A touchdown reception.
That's what you're supposed to do as a senior, right? Cap off your senior year.
And he's doing it in style. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Conlin's the lone receiver, split out wide to this side. Cook in the shotgun. Hand off to Volstad, who has a hole back to the right side. He's going to be brought down across the 30 to the 31, a gain of 3. And now a flag is going to fly, and Volstad is down. A little bit of extracurriculars on this side as we wait for the call. Look like Owen Crawford. Might be the guilty party here as the officials converge and now make the call.
After the play, personal foul, defense number 44. 15 yards from the end of the run, results in a first down.
So So our suspicions were correct. Owen Crawford, after the play. He gave a little extra shove on Steve Seal, who was blocking him to the whistle. 15 yards as a result, out to the 46-yard line. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Cook in the shotgun, Volstad to his right. Cook, back to pass, pump fake. Has a man out here, it's Conlin, overshoots him. Good coverage on the near side by Cade Coslow, and a late flag flies.
A little frustration right there.
I think they might get Conlin.
Little push after the play. Yeah, a little push after the play.
As the officials once again converge with 5:40 remaining here in the fourth quarter. We'll have a post game here to wrap things up. We're going to go have some lunch, come back, because we have a game tonight. Iowa City West and West Des Moines Dowling.
After the play, unsportsmanlike conduct, number 21 on the defense.
Wow,
15-yard penalty, first down.
And they're going to get Coslow for the unsportsmanlike penalty. So that moves the ball all the way down to the 39-yard line of Van Meter with 5:40 remaining in the fourth quarter. Two receivers either side. Cook in the shotgun. Phillips comes in motion. He is going to get the handoff. It's going to be a double reverse to Keys. Pass back to Cook. Throws it down the field. Has a man out there making an adjustment in and out of the hands. He dropped it at the 1 yard line. That was Patrick Clark on a beautifully thrown football by Ashton Cook. That falls incomplete. Second down and 10 upcoming.
That looked like that just went right off the fingertips of Clark. We're going to see it on the Jumbotron again just to confirm, and it was right off the fingertips at about the 2 yard line.
Owen Jones on the coverage.
Catch that, drag the defender into the end zone for a touchdown.
Three receivers to the left, one to the right, second and 10. Cook hands off to Volstad, looking for a hole. Finds a little room to the 35, a gain of 4. Brought down by Sam Thompson. He's the player of the game here this afternoon.
Oh.
We don't have an official player of the game, but let's officially say that he is the player of the game. 11 tackles, 2 sacks, a touchdown reception, and an interception for Ben Thompson. Or Sam Thompson, I should say.
Kid's as tough as a $2 steak.
Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Cook back to pass and whistles and a flag down before the play.
False start. Offense, number 11. 5-yard penalty. Still third down.
Scott Arndt moved early. It's going to make it third down and 11 for the Regals. Van Meter on the day, 221 yards rushing, 297 yards of offense. That's all they've needed because their defense has been outstanding. Third and 11. Cook back to pass, 4-man rush. Steps up in the pocket. He's going to be sacked in the backfield by Owen Crawford. I know I said Sam Thompson has been the player of the game. Owen Crawford has been outstanding as well from his defensive tackle position.
Just pressure all day long.
4.5 tackles for Crawford, but he's been disruptive constantly in the backfield for the Bulldogs. Regina's going to go for it, 4th and 12. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Cook gets the snap, 4-man rush, back to pass, throws over the middle to Conlin. That ball is tipped and incomplete. They're going to get a flag. A pass interference is going to be called on Cade Coslow.
Coslow knows that too. I mean, there was no doubt he went up and over Conlin.
We'll wait for the official call. 3:56 remains in this fourth quarter.
Pass interference, defense number 20, 15-yard penalty, first down.
That was J.J. Derflinger, I should say, from his strong safety position. So that moves the ball down to the 26-yard line. Oof. I saw the replay. That was close. Two receivers either side. Cook is going to hand off up the middle to Volstad, who's dragging tacklers down to the 20-yard line. A gain of 6. Second down and 4. Upcoming for Regina. Sam Thompson makes the tackle for Van Meter. Regina goes up tempo. Cook back to pass and flags fly once again. I think this is going to be false start.
False start. Offense number 21. 5-yard penalty. Still second down.
That's Jake Phillips, a guilty party. Second and 9 upcoming for the Regals.
Different cadence, but when you're a receiver, all you have to do is watch the ball. Turn your head in. Keep your eyes on the ball.
Two receivers either side. Cook back to pass. Steps up. Throws over the middle. Overshoots Isaac Volstead, who gets absolutely drilled in the back.
By Lohman.
We'll see if Volstead is all right. Slow to get up. Went up with two hands. And Lohman got a shoulder right to the 4-4 on the back of Isaac Volstead. Third down and 9 upcoming.
Yep. Good clean hit. Good clean physical football.
And now a timeout. Officials timeout on the field. As Volstead gets to the sideline, walking very gingerly. He'll have to come out for at least a play. Trips to the left, one receiver to the right. 3:06 remaining in the fourth quarter. Cook in the shotgun. Phillips to his right. Cook back to pass. 5-man rush. Gets hit as he throws it. It's going to be juggled and dropped by Mike Conlon at the 5-yard line. Threw a wobbler up there. Conlon had it in his hands, then dropped it, and it's all for naught because there's a flag in the backfield. Flag resting at the 34-yard line.
Holding. Offense number 75. That penalty is declined. Fourth down.
Luke Stein, the left tackle, the guilty party. Fourth down and 9 upcoming.
Van Meter's been able to put pressure on the quarterback, either Conlon or Cook, all game long. Regina's offensive line just not quite up to the task of keeping that front four out.
Cook back to pass, fires down the nearest sideline, throws it up for grabs. It's going to be intercepted in the end zone. Was that Anthony? Nope, that was Cade Coslow, Patrick Clark. In the near end zone, didn't come back to try to make a reception. That'll be a touchback and another flag down on the field. Frustration boiling over on both sides, on the Regina side. Elation for Van Meter. We'll see what this call is. 2:54 remaining. Van Meter is going to win this football game.
We have a 2-minute media timeout on the field.
As there are flags all over the field.
After the play, personal foul, number 50 on the offense. That penalty will be tacked on. It'll be first down Van Meter from the 35-yard line.
That'll be on Cole White. What we're going to do right now, we're going to step aside for 90 seconds. 28-7 Van Meter, 2:54 remaining in the fourth quarter. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
The Cedar Rapids Parks and Recreation Department proudly supports sports for preschool through high school students, with programs and facilities serving thousands of kids each year. And they keep kids moving all year long. So as the weather cools, move their recreation indoors. Visit the Northwest Recreation Center at 1340 11th Street Northwest for gym and game room activities. You can find the daily calendar of events and times at crrec.org.
Wendy's new chicken tenders are perfectly tender and crisp, and Wendy's new side of Sawsome sauce is perfect for dipping. Which begs the question...
Ahem! To dip or not to dip, no matter thy choice, thou can'test go wrong.
Making Wendy's chicken tenders deliciously different. For a limited time, get three tenders with small fries and a small drink for just $5. And try Wendy's new fresh-baked cookies in three delicious flavors. Chocolate chunk, sugar, and double chocolate chip. Add one to any combo for 99 cents.
At participating Wendy's, offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
2:54 remaining in this Class 1A state championship game. And Van Meter is up 28-7 over Iowa City Regina. 2 minutes, 54 seconds separate the Bulldogs from a state championship. They've controlled this game from the outset here today. Really giving Iowa City Regina some fits offensively. The Regals have 230 yards of offense, but just one score. Fryer back out on the field. He's going to hand off to Rhodes off the right side. Steps inside of a tackle out to across the 40 to the 42. It's a gain of 7. Second down and 3 upcoming. Alex Moore made the tackle for the Regals. Van Meter will run the football. And lift up the trophy at midfield here at the Uni Dome. A well-deserved trophy at that. Two tight ends set. Fryer hands off to Rhodes once again up the middle. He'll have the first down across the 45 to the 46 before Ryan Schott brings him down. So the clock will stop momentarily. But then it will run, and the Bulldogs will take every second off the play clock and run this one out.
I think just the physical play, Thompson, Lohman, I think that was kind of a bit of a shock to the Regals at just how tough those guys are.
And the speed.
And the speed, the quickness. The better football team is going to win this one.
Rhodes gets the carry off the right side, inside Regina territory, across midfield of the 49-yard line. And Regina is going to take a timeout with 1:42 remaining in the fourth quarter, trailing 28-7. Not sure why, but they take it. As now Van Meter and their fans on the far sideline, they've been able to smell it for the past quarter and a half. And now they know how this one is going to end.
I'm not so sure that isn't the play of the game that they're showing up on the Jumbotron right now. It was near interception and ended up as a touchdown reception for the Bulldogs.
If you're just joining us, it was 7-0 at the time in the second quarter.
Yes. I mean, it completely swayed to the Bulldogs' side at that point.
Fryer threw a pass up to the right side of the field down the sideline, and it was well underthrown. Right into the hands of safety Keeler Brown, almost at the hash mark, who missed the
he was kind of stumbling back.
Kind of hit him in the chest, fell to his feet. As he was backpedaling, falling to the ground, hit up off of his left foot, which swung up in the air, And the ball hung right up in the air and down into the hands of Jack Trudeau, who made the catch and walked into the end zone. Out of the timeout, second down and six. Handoff once again to Rhodes, and he's going to be stopped at the 49-yard line. And Regina's going to call another timeout with 1:36 remaining in the fourth quarter. Not giving up, I guess, here.
No, Coach Dumont sending a message to that defense where you're going to play every down here. Don't throw the towel in.
Van Meter, 38 yards on the ground today, 314 yards of total offense. Carson Rhodes, 30 carries, 125 yards, and two touchdowns. Volstead has had himself a very good day on the ground for Regina. 21 carries, 157 yards, constituting for most of the offense here today for the Regina Eagles.
Yeah.
Just 51 passing yards. You talked about it coming in, Gary. They needed over 150. They have 50.
Yeah. Just fell short in that passing attack.
So Regina's out of timeouts.
I mean, tough to see some of these kids leave. I mean, you graduate and you get new faces in, new players, but Volstadt, Phillips, Conlin.
Fryer's going to keep it himself, being chased by White inside the 45, lowers his shoulder. He'll have the first down. That's going to do it. Down to the 32-yard line goes Blake Fryer.
Tackled by Volstadt.
And now the Bulldogs can go into victory formation.
A couple new players coming in for the Regals. Van Meter sideline celebrating. The fans are in behind, cheering, give them a standing ovation. Volstadt comes out of the game.
As does Luke Stein and Jake Phillips. Fryer under center. Takes a knee.
Under a minute.
He'll have to do it probably once more. Now the rest of the starting defense for Regina checks out. And Van Meter takes another knee, and they will not have to take another one. That's going to do it. 28-7, the Van Meter Bulldogs in Class 1A are state champions for the first time in their football program's history. Anthony Lohman just did a backflip on the far sideline, showing the versatility that him and Sam Thompson and Owen Crawford and Blake Fryer and Carson Rhodes and this Bulldogs football team displayed here this afternoon, that led them to their 13th and final victory of the season. And we'll get the entire team fitted for some championship rings. What an impressive performance for the Bulldogs.
For sure. They came in rated number two. They knocked off the number one team in the semis. It was their game to win. And they certainly did that. They did it in convincing fashion, you guys. I thought the physicality of Van Meter was just a notch above what the Regals could bring today. And give Van Meter all the credit in the world. Their first state title over a great Regina team, but just it was all Van Meter today.
28-7 the final. We're going to keep it here for our post-game report. And guys, we talked about some of the keys of the game. Regina needed to play clean. They needed to get the passing game going. Neither of those things really happened today.
Had some penalties, had the false starts, several false starts. Had two interceptions that I can recount, lost fumble. You know, there's three turnovers. You just can't really do that in a championship game. Field position, they never could really start drives at midfield. never had the short field and the stout defense that Van Meter brought into this ball game, giving up 6.3 yard average or 6.3 points per game. They gave up 7 today to the Regals.
Let's talk about that defense for a second. We saw Regina early in the season struggle with Sol and struggle with Xavier, the two of the better defenses in the state. This was by far the best defense they've seen since those first 2 weeks.
Yeah, they would have to be, in my mind, one of the best defenses in Class 1A. Size, speed, quickness, sure tacklers. I mean, just taking the Regina ball carriers, receivers to the turf hard. That takes a toll throughout the course of a game, and sometimes teams just don't want to have anything to do with that anymore. And they are the state champions, no doubt about it. Deservedly so.
Van Meter 13-0 on the season. They are state champions for the first time in their program's history. Iowa City Regina will finish the season at 10-3. And I'm going to go back to something I highlighted on at halftime. Van Meter, the champion, yes, all congratulations to them. Also to Iowa City Regina. This has been one of the more impressive coaching jobs by Marv Cook to get them to this point through some injuries, some down numbers, and they've still found a way to get here, just coming up a little bit short.
Great job by Coach Cook, Coach Dumont, Coach Hinkle, the rest of the coaches. You throw in Alex Canellis, and it's just traditional Regina football. I mean, they play sound, they play solid, they're always in position, but just not enough players is what they've had in the past to make that championship come true.
Well, and they still, you know, I don't have the exact record, but I think they've only lost 2 games in Class 1A in the last 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
So we've seen the last 2, and they've both been in the title games.
So yes.
You have to take your hat off to what Regina's done in this stretch. They are, despite today's outcome, they are still the premier program in Class 1A in the state of Iowa.
28-7, the final score. Here are some stats from today's game. Carson Rhodes, 30 carries, 125 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Blake Fryer, 6 carries, 62 yards. He was also 6 of 11 through the air for 76 yards and 2 touchdowns. Sam Thompson, 2 receptions and 23 yards with that touchdown. Also, 12 tackles, 2 sacks, and an interception in the game for the Van Meter Bulldogs. For Iowa City, Regina, Isaac Volstead, 21 carries, 157 yards. Michael Conlin, just 6 of 14 for 25 yards. Ashton Cook, 4 of 11. For 26 yards. Jake Phillips, 3 carries, 11 yards, 4 catches for 19 yards. And Patrick Clark, 2 catches for 16 yards. Jaden Keyes had 2 catches for 8 yards. And Isaac Volstead with a catch for 4 yards. Gentlemen, there's going to be the Class 2A state championship game in just about half an hour here at the Uni Dome. Williamsburg. Who's from Williamsburg? Do we know somebody from Williamsburg?
I'm a proud former Williamsburg Raider. So.
A proud former Williamsburg Raider.
Yes.
Todd Werner will be staying here at the Uni Dome to see Williamsburg, the Raiders, taking on Waukon in the Class 2A State Championship. Then there's going to be a little bit of a break here at the Uni Dome. And, guys, we have a very intriguing matchup in Class 4A. The Iowa City West Trojans are trying to take down the dynasty, the four-time defending champion in Class 4A, the Dowling Maroons.
It's going to be a rematch of last year's state championship game. As we've said, I think West High was elated to get into the finals last year. I mean, they just caught fire at the end of the season, rode that tidal wave into that championship game, and just couldn't quite finish it off. I'm not sure they fully expected to. This year, there's a different mindset at West High. I think they truly, truly believe they can win the state championship this year. Things have to go their way. They have to, play cleanly, play smart, come up with those key plays at the right time. But I just think the Trojans have a great opportunity here to claim the hardware.
We're going to be on the air at 6:45 p.m. right here from the Uni Dome. 7 o'clock kickoff in that game. Join us on KGYM. We're going to step aside for just a few hours as Van Meter 28, Iowa City Regina 7. The Bulldogs win their first state championship game. For Jeff Downing, back on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, Todd Werner and Gary Fickle. This is Alex Kuhn signing off from the Unidome. This has been a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's a remake.